Three, two, one. Transmission.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy.
Four, five, six.
VIG. Ah!
We are on the air.
The Central African Republic is located in Central Africa.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have to be a dick.
And in a quadrennial tradition, I now remind you that the Central African Republic is a republic located in Central Africa. Thank you for that. I said that back in 92 as a joke, and apparently people thought I was serious.
Can I say a-hole?
Yes.
Yeah.
Asshole.
And now.
You are such a dick.
You're 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 a dick.
I've got to be honest with you. I don't care.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it's Wednesday, the 20th of...
August.
I know. We could have done without that one. You don't know what... you know, thinking about the Bob Costas in the opening there, what has Petros done to us and our love for an American hero? What... email after email arriving now going, never thought of it before.
Yep.
Way to go, P. Now I can't watch that a-hole Bob Costas on the Olympics and without thinking he's a dick.
It is in my mind now every time I
watch.
Every
time. Yep. And you, based on very little, by the way.
You know what? It's just a perception of this kind of unconscious. You just kind of, I don't know. Well, like when he tries to be funny, for example, that doesn't really work for him.
I mean,
he tries.
Yeah.
But that's not his strength, and there,
I mean, no.
That would be the case with most broadcasters, but most people you just go, well, he's not that funny, but he's a good broadcaster. For some reason, when Bob Costas does it, now people think, well, that guy's a douche.
I think it was always there underneath the surface, and we just weren't perceiving it. But once it's pointed out, then everything he says, you go, oh, stop it.
Yep.
What's wrong with you?
You made the perfect analogy, Kevin, which is Julia Roberts' head vein.
Yeah.
Same thing. None of us ever noticed it, and somebody brought it up, and then all of a sudden you look at it, and now she just looks like a two-headed monster. You just can't even look at her anymore.
It's so true.
It's so true. I don't know what it is. It's just so weird. And by the way, whoever it was, I think it might have been Psycho Mike. What was it that you pointed out about Michael Phelps that ruined him for me?
Oh, yoked out McLovin.
Yoked out for McLovin. Yeah. Every time you see him now, you go, yep, that's McLovin right there from Superbad, just on steroids. So it's just, it's weird how little it takes to just to ruin something that was perfectly innocent moments ago.
Yeah, I just think that it wasn't perfectly innocent. We just had our eyes closed. We had our heads in the sand.
But that was fine. What was wrong with that?
Look.
Life was a little sweeter back then. I'm going to remember that sweet time.
When we thought Bob Costas was not a dick? That's
yes.
When things were good?
Yes.
Those were the good old days?
There was less to hate back then, wasn't there, Lisa?
And God knows we need less to hate.
But we do. But then this came along.
What are you going to do?
Bob's a dick, dick, dick. Bob's a dick, dick, dick. He's a dick, dick, dick. Bob's a giant dick. What a dick, dick, dick. Bob's a dick, dick, dick. Bob's a dick. Dick, dick, what a giant big dick, such a dick!
DJ Omar Khan.
Wow. That would be the number one song on iTunes right now if it were available.
You know what would be number two? And then okay. I think you could, you know how.
You know how that would go.
So he learned to pace himself.
4 minutes.
If you noticed on the gay one, he's so out of breath.
Yeah.
But
right.
The dick one, he just keeps going like an Energizer bunny. No slowdown.
There were so many sexual jokes in there, I don't even know where to go first.
Well, I'm just excited to hear his next song now that we know what Omar's capable of. But that is definitely the anthem for the new Bob Costas is a Dick world that we live in.
Sorry to have to point it out, but, you know,
damn,
that's what happens. Stupid Petros, and then stupid me, and then just...
That's right.
World is ugly.
It is. But it's our job to point it out accurately, don't you think?
I do.
You're that or just complain a lot. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. We have Jason Statham on the program today, just after 6.
He's great.
How about that?
Yes.
Jason, what
turned
are you going to be talking
quite
about?
A little actor?
You'll be talking about your new movie?
Talk about Jet Li.
Jet Li?
My chin.
What?
Is Jet Li and your chin, are they in Death Race?
Yeah, they are. That's right, Kevin. That's
okay.
Right.
Look,
they're good blokes. I'll push my chin out. There's an Asian girl in my trunk, and then I'm gonna do drugs, and my heart's gonna be going fast, and I can't really stop moving.
Different movies. Those aren't the same. It's Transporter.
Do some martial arts.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. So we've got him coming up in about a half hour.
Okay.
Love him. We are gonna give you some highlights of our breakfast with Weezer yesterday. I don't know if you heard it, but those guys are something.
They're great.
Yeah. Super talented.
And we had, you know, it happened pretty late in the show yesterday, so we got a few highlights in the 6 o'clock hour for you if you missed it.
Okay.
I mean, if you've heard a Weezer record, you know what they're capable of in the studio, but it's still a very different thing to see just those four guys making that sound right in front of you and being able to pull it off. I mean, I was really impressed with how good they sounded live.
Also, I don't know if you heard the story Ralph told us about a couple days ago, and that is that Jokic apparently is shutting down USC football.
Yes.
Isn't that something?
And maybe the whole university.
I thought that was a problem that was solved 100 years ago. Like, how in 2008 can that be the deal?
Shows you what you know, man.
I guess so.
I don't know.
I don't have much experience with that.
Apparently, it's running rampant, and people are missing practice now, and... I don't know what's going on.
Wow.
Well, don't shake anybody's hand if you ever meet a USC football player. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, great to see you. Oh, no, you know my hands are dirty. I can't. I got food on them, so sorry about not shaking. Rainn Wilson will be in the studio today.
Love
Fantastic.
Rainn Wilson.
Love him. He plays Dwight Schrute on The Office,
yes.
And he's got a new movie out called The Rocker, which sounds awesome.
It does.
F*** hippies. I mean, period. F*** hippies. Been saying that my whole life. Be saying it until I die. F*** hippies.
Is Rain a hippie?
Well, I believe the man and the woman who gave him the name were.
Yeah.
Okay.
His mom and dad.
Who else is named Rain? Lisa? Was it one of was it River Phoenix's sister?
Yeah.
Or brother?
Or brother.
One of the siblings was also named Rain, right?
Yes.
It's a strange name.
They're kind of hippies.
Yeah, don't meet a lot of Rains.
No. And also today we are going to give you more tickets for our Kevin and Bean F Monogamy Swingers Party.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is coming up really fast. It's this weekend. Sunday night, we're actually having a party, and it's at Caesar's Palace. And
monogamy, period. Monogamy. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Monogamy.
There you go.
Dude's got a lot of issues.
So we will give you a bunch more tickets for that today as well on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Bean.
Hey, Ralph Garman, what's going on? How are you, man?
I'm not Ralph Garman. I'm Jet Li.
No, Jet Li's after the top of the hour.
Oh,
yeah.
Jason Statham, then.
Jason Statham. I'm sorry, Jason Statham. After the top of the hour.
Wow.
Jet Li, not on the program.
I can't believe anything. I'm just saying. Yeah. He'll just co-sign right. me.
I have heard all the Jet Li comedy, but I may not have been in the room when it started, so I have no idea why you always talk about Jet Li.
Because
when
they
we
made
talk
that,
about Jason Statham.
That John Woo movie together.
Hey. Right? But he's made movies with lots of people, but I don't understand why you always bring up Jet Li every time anyone mentions.
For 6 months, we were making a joke about Jason Statham and Jet Li.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
Jet Li kills Jason Statham's partner in the film, and he was very angry, and we kept saying, oh, you kill my partner, Jet Li, I'll get you. And we kept saying it over and over and over again for a year.
Yeah,
that's
why. In this room.
In here with
and
you.
I guarantee you heard it, but, you know.
None of that sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Familiar at all. Sorry.
Maybe it happened during your childhood.
So Jet Li is coming up after 6?
Oh, stop hey. It.
Jason Lee.
Jason Statham's
coming
up.
Jason
Lee? Oh, it's Jason Lee. Yes,
can we just go to Vegas?
Tommy
can we just go to Vegas?
I'm ready. Can we just get back from Vegas? That's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, how? Oh.
Don't even.
Don't
even address it. Be done with it. Don't even address it.
I'm looking forward to this weekend more than anything ever.
Me too. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be way fun.
Kevin, you going to be doing some swinging?
You know me. Kidding?
So no.
He swings just when he walks. You know what I'm saying?
Can't stop it.
Thicky dangling. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So far, we've got a good batch of people, though. I'm telling you, the people we're inviting to this party, I think it's going to be very fun.
Ugly?
No, it's going to be very fun, and it's going to be very different than our usual parties because...
Be fatter?
You know, you get to the singles parties that we do,
yeah,
and everybody's awkward because nobody knows anybody, and you're there with a friend you may or may not even want to be
That's true.
But you had to bring somebody. These people are coming with couples. They've already got their closest significant other with them, so they're going to be more relaxed, more casual. I think the atmosphere is going to be a lot more party-esque.
But also even more sexually charged than usual, too, don't
yes!
you think?
Yes! I do.
Because for some of these people, it's going to be the first time there's any swinging going on. So somebody might say, what about them? Or what about him? Or what about her? And then the other person's going to be like, okay, now I've got a crisis decision.
And some of these couples have been swinging for a while, so they're going to be like, new meat. New meat.
That does not make it sound attractive, by the way.
New meat. And you're going to hear a lot of this conversation. So what do you get into? Well, we can do this and this and this, but we can't do that. Oh, really? I like to do this. And it's going to just be nasty. I'm all for nasty.
Well, we got your tickets if you want to join us coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I already have
highlights.
My tickets. Why
not
are we giving
yours?
Not you. The audience may be listening. Plus highlights from Breakfast with Weezer and Jet Li joins us after 6. Right now, Ralph's got the show.
Jason
beat.
Statham, not Jet Li.
That's right. I'm sorry. For Wednesday morning.
Jet Li, kill my partner. That's right, Jet Li. Chris Kattan. Remember him from Saturday Night Live?
Nope.
Yeah.
And from What is Love?
Oh, yeah.
Baby, don't hurt me.
Yeah, he was in that movie.
In that movie?
Yeah.
He and his new bride of 8 weeks, Sunshine Tut.
What?
What?
He and his new bride, Sunshine Tut.
Sunshine Tut.
Yes. Daughter,
related
of course,
to
the legendary King Tut.
Wow.
Long heir of Egyptian royalty.
King Tut.
Have already separated.
No.
After 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
That's hilarious.
She found out about Night of the Roxbury, saw it on DVD.
E! Online says they've separated for the moment, but are trying to work things out. Apparently, Sunshine is claiming fraud in the marriage because Chris claimed he still had a career when they got engaged.
Come on.
That would be fraud.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
I like that movie, Kevin said over and over and over.
He sure did.
Remember Roseanne?
Yes.
Fat Whiney?
Yes. Remember yesterday I told you what she said about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie? Yeah.
Here's some chocolate, Fat Joe.
Saying Angelina Jolie was a spawn of Satan and Brad was vacuous and they were making $40 million a year making psychopathic, violent movies and only give 3 away to starving children. They're acting like they're good and they're evil and blah, 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 blah.
Seemed like a ridiculous thing for her to say.
It was, Kevin. I think even she realized she apologized yesterday on her blog saying, I do not know Brangelina. I do not mean to personally impugn them.
No.
Really?
No, of course not.
What did she
mean to
do?
They might be good people in the flesh, but the media images of them are smelly and vile.
It's a hell of an apology.
That's a Roseanne apology for you right there.
Oh.
I must always attack the media's representation of what is good or cool. What? Who made you? Who appointed you watchdog?
She's the balance now?
You fat, talentless ogre. Oh.
Kevin, she wants to come to the swingers party, by the way.
Yeah.
Hey, we don't need you jumping on the fat, ugly bandwagon, by the way. Kevin does
I know.
A fine job carrying that torch all by himself.
Trying to stoke the
fire. Why
don't
you just back off? Man sans penis, anyway. He's not even interested.
What media representation has been inaccurate about Brad and Angelina? If they report that they make $40 million and that they give away three, what's the downside there?
I must always attack.
Okay.
Poor. What I said yesterday that Christina Applegate was cancer-free due to her surgery, I had no idea. that she would come out yesterday in Good Morning America and say that surgery was actually a double mastectomy.
That was shocking news.
Wow.
It was.
It sounded like it was just a little lump, and they removed it.
They did
it
a lumpectomy, and she was free and clear. But she went with a double mastectomy 3 months ago. Because
that's pretty serious.
It was serious, but a lot of women are making this choice now due to the fact that science is able to isolate the breast cancer gene, BRCA1, they call it. And Christina's mother also had breast cancer.
And she has the gene.
And her mother had a recurrence years after she had her initial treatment. Plus, Christina has the gene. And a lot of women now are taking the prophylactic step of having their breasts removed so that they don't have to deal with the problem any longer. So
someone with no breasts, you've done very well for yourself.
It is radical, but they're saying it is one way to ensure that you don't have to suffer from this disease further on down the road. So.
She just, I heard part of that interview, she said, I just didn't want to have to keep going back to the doctor every couple months for all sorts of checks and then all sorts of treatment. You know, it would have just been something that I would have had to deal with forever.
Yeah.
So this way it's done.
It is, and she's going to have reconstructive surgery.
Yeah.
And she says the upside is she'll have cute boobs till she's 90.
Well, all right.
At least she's looking on the bright side of things.
He said she's great in the rocker, Ralph?
She is excellent in the rocker. I'm sure as we talk to Mr. Wilson, we'll talk more about that. But she is really funny and entertaining and ballsy, and she's just the ultimate MILF in this movie. You really dare.
She was great in one of my favorite movies of all time, Anchorman, too.
Oh, she
very
was.
Funny.
Really good.
Great in that. Great in Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, one of my favorite movies.
I love her TV show, too.
Yes.
She doesn't
Married
have a
with
TV
Children.
Show.
Married with Children was very entertaining.
She'd drive in the carpool lane? Is that her?
She was
the girl. Brothers were sisters?
Mofo.
She was the girl who would wash the windshield of the carpool car. I don't know what Lisa's talking about.
I can't Lisa remember the name shows. Of the Samantha show right
who.
Now. Thank you.
Samantha Who, yes.
It's really, really good.
If it were existed, it would be,
On the Lisa Fantasy Network, LFN.
It's got
You're watching LFN.
I can't remember the name, but it's excellent.
It hasn't been on in months.
You're watching LFN, the Lisa Fantasy Network. Up next,
right
Brothers,
after
and,
Brothers
sisters.
And Sisters.
And Carpoolers. Followed by Samantha Who. And then the Golden Pylon.
Men in Trees.
Men in Trees.
Yes.
A Men in Trees marathon this weekend on LFN.
At least we have a clue of what the channel's going to be like in hell.
That's right. When Lisa's programming director. Us Weekly Magazine reports that Heidi Montag is declaring her love for Spencer Pratt.
What? She likes him?
With her brand new single, Overdosing. Heidi says it's about the fact that she is overdosing on love.
Oh, no.
That she feels for Spencer Pratt.
Have you guys heard any of her music yet?
It's magical. Yes. She is enormously talented.
So bad.
She says she's still planning on getting married with Spencer, just waiting on that big ring, she says.
Mm-hmm.
Emphasis on the big
whore.
You want to hear talk about how she's overdosing on Spencer's
Absolutely.
Love?
Absolutely.
Here's a little taste.
Just a touch from you is all I need. Me feel like I can barely breathe. I'm overdosing, I'll forgive her. I feel like I'm an addict to the heroin and you're the drug. I'm overdosing, I'll forgive her. Don't care what you put me through, I can't get enough of you. I can't get enough of you. I can't get enough of you. I can't get enough of you.
Grew up in my mouth.
In a related story, Paris Hilton has asked America to write a letter of apology about bashing her song after she heard that.
Wow,
that's horrible.
That's crap.
Wow.
It sounds like, don't yell at me for saying this, but it sounds like so many other songs that already are played on Kiss FM, though. I mean, it's terrible.
Oh, I agree. But
is it more terrible than When I Grow Up by the Pussycat Dolls?
Probably fits.
Yes.
It is.
Because
it
doesn't have the Pussycat Dolls doing it.
And because her voice is so thin, you can hear it every time she tries to go up one register, it's nothing. At least the Pussycat Dolls.
She's got Janet Jackson's voice.
At least the Pussycat Dolls can sing.
Yeah, she's bad.
Janet Jackson has got a better voice than that. Come on.
Just maybe, barely. It's awfully thin. Have you heard a Janet Jackson record lately?
I haven't.
You need to stop everything that you do.
In Bean's defense, her last two records are unlistenable. Janet Jackson's
unlistenable.
Unlistenable.
Yeah. But not Heidi Montag unlistenable. That's what I'm saying. She's in a class on her
own. Okay.
It's as if they had Heidi sing into a Casio and they just kind of programmed her voice and someone's just hitting keys. There's just there's no inflection. There's no, she's not delivering anything. It's just random notes.
We're debating degrees of awful. I mean, that's all we're talking about here. We're all on the same page here.
No. I am not on your page, sir. Please do not put me on your page ever. I'm not,
not even in the same book.
I don't even go to your library.
Wow.
That's how I roll. Is there going to be a Breakfast Club reunion?
I'll say no.
Well, you may be wrong. Molly Ringwald and Emilio Estevez were overheard talking about the possibility of a return project, and they're both interested. Well, yeah, they both have no careers. What about the other ones? I don't think Rob Lowe is going to jump in anytime soon. Was he even in that, Rob Lowe?
Yeah.
No.
Then he won't be joining anytime soon.
Is there some kind of demand for this now?
Judd Nelson could use the work. Who else? Ali Sheedy, she sure could use the work.
Yeah.
Maybe there will be one. Anthony Michael Hall is the only one who's really working these days.
Will it be their kids?
Yes.
Aw.
And they'll say, you stay here all weekend with your detention, you kids of ours, when we used to have to do it.
It's insane.
The detention guy, the teacher was the best part of that movie.
Paul
Gleason,
passed away, sadly. Right. What a great character actor. Amelia would like to direct it, he says. I bet you would.
Sure.
Yeah.
I would, too. Let's just all put wishes out there in the universe and see what happens, Emilio.
Molly Ringwald is on a current television show, by the way. She is
on the LFN?
On a show right now, perhaps on the elephant, yeah.
Yes, I think it must be on the elephant. Real quick email I want to read before I move on to celebrity birthdays. Hello, Ralph. How are you doing? Are you still blazing up K-Rock? Have you seen my current average homeboy video?
Yes! Oh! Yes.
Hope all is well. Keep it hot, Denny Blaze.
Yes.
As you know, Denny Blaze is my personal Lord and Savior. He is my favorite rapper of all time.
He's one of these guys that you can't even fathom how bad it is. I mean, somebody would tell you about it, and there's no way.
And he's been at it for 15 years,
at
least.
Yes, he has. And his original smash hit 20 years ago was Average Homeboy. He has updated Average Homeboy and done a video which shoots him frame for frame of the old Average Homeboy video, and he juxtaposes the images back and forth.
Wow.
Because everyone is so familiar with the old one?
Sure. It's great to see, you know, an old classic like that update, and you get to see, Denny Blaze as he is today.
You want to hear a little of that?
Sure.
Average homeboy. Average homeboy. Average homeboy.
Yes.
Average homeboy.
Kick it, Denny. Well, we're not going to get to the verse.
I want to hear more. You got more?
All right. I don't think we have much more now.
Oh, there we
I'll
go.
I'll get some. I'll bring
it.
Hang on.
I'm not the typical rapper that you'll meet. I don't live in a box, nor was I raised on the street. I get up every morning and make my own bed. I'm down to earth. I don't have a big head. For enjoyment, I like to shoot some hoops, but not until I eat
my Fruit Loops.
Yes. Come
my
on.
Enjoyment.
So you can go
Good
to YouTube, type in Denny Blaze, and you'll see the new updated Average Homeboy video, and you can thank me later.
Denny Blaze? Better than Heidi Montag.
Absolutely.
That is true.
That song is so awful. It sounds to me as if the drum machine is offbeat. And that's hard to do. Usually when you push those buttons, usually they take care of themselves. But somehow even the drummer is.
We might need to talk to Denny. How is he still trying to milk that song? At some point, don't you go,
homeboy.
I'm going to try to write a different one.
Average homeboy.
Best thing ever.
Wow, he's bad.
Today's celebrity birthdays. James Marsters. Remember him as Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Oh, yeah. Sure. I like him.
He was also on Smallville recently, playing Brainiac. He is 46 years old today. Monique Powell of Save Ferris, our old pal Monique.
Oh. She's the best.
She celebrates her 33rd birthday. I wonder what Monique is up to these days.
We heard from the Save Ferris solo crowd. Career after Save Ferris broke up, but a record never materialized that I ever heard about.
Well, I'd like to hear it, because I think she's very talented.
Great voice.
Great live, too. She's a great live performer.
Yeah, she's a good singer.
Fred Durst of Limp Bizkit.
Equally good. Oh, wait, no.
The exact opposite of how I feel about Monique Powell, I feel about Fred Durst. He is 38 years old today. Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin turned 60 years old today.
Come on.
One of the rock and roll icons is now 60. And rapper KRS-One turns 43. Maybe I shouldn't use that as my closer.
Yeah. Probably not.
How about Al Roker from the Today Show? Weatherman Al Roker is 54. Connie Chung.
Hey!
62. as we celebrate the Beijing Olympics. Let's all celebrate Connie Chung. Or Shung. I don't know how to pronounce anything anymore. She's 62. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We're going to have Jason Statham, very fine actor, on from Death Race here in a moment, opening up everywhere on Friday. Hey, do we have time for a little Olympic spooks? You know, we're running out of days here. No, I'm thinking about it, Kevin. Today's Wednesday already.
Yeah. I know.
We only have today, Thursday, and Friday to play it, and then it's done. It's burned. It's over. It's
but
toast.
If we don't play it today or tomorrow or Friday, then it's already done, and everyone will be happy.
Hit it, Steve. Why do you hate the Olympics and hate America? So
love Olympics. Love America.
Right.
Hate song. Listen.
Beijing Olympic is Beijing Olympic is Beijing. Track and field, gymnastics, swimming, things are gonna happen. There should be more hot chicks competing. Beijing Olympic Games outside my window. Beijing Olympic Games behind the tree. I wish that people could see the lamest Olympic sport is archery, and it's Beijing Olympic Games outside my window, please.
Beijing Olympics. Hey, archery, badminton, and handball? These aren't sports. What the f***? And who's this Michael Phelps douchebag? And how come we can't get hotter chicks to compete? They're all monsters. Does anybody even know what network they're showing it on? They should have promoted it more. But seriously, seriously, we need hotter chicks competing.
Beijing Olympic Games outside my window. Beijing Olympic Games behind the tree.
By the way, we don't root strictly for America. We're citizens of the world. That's what we like to think of ourselves.
And
I believe we put up a file of pictures of hot Olympians. And that's
Do we have that on the website? That's
I think
awesome.
So. I know Dave and I were talking about it for a while, and I keep giving him links and stuff. So I think he's putting up the pictures. And it's
who's the chick from Paraguay? What does she do?
Oh, she's amazing.
Javelin. And she's unbelievable. And then there's that couple of girls that do the synchronized swimming that have the naked photo shoot. That was good.
That's right.
There are a few hot chicks in the Olympics, and that's who we're rooting for.
There's some Brazilian outdoor volleyball players on the women's team that are you would never believe that they're Olympians. They have to just be models.
Dude, I got to tell you that I saw some beach volleyball, and one of the Brazilian teams has one hot chick, and then just awful, just beast.
Aww.
And I was just thinking, what must it be like to be ugly in Brazil, where everyone seems to be beautiful? So, but anyway, yeah, they were playing, and I just kept going, wow, it's not attractive.
And Mike, you're rooting for some of the girls from Germany too this time around.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
don't they have a pretty sweet team?
Which ones? What?
I don't know what they do, and I don't really care. But I know they're legitimate German Olympians, and they're in this month's German Playboy. And they are so hot. I had to convince Kevin and Dave that they were actual Olympians. They wouldn't believe me. I showed them nude pictures. They're like, well, those are just models. And you're lying to me. And we went online and checked it out. They do some whack sport. I mean, I don't really care. But
right.
But we're rooting for them to win the gold medal in that whack sport.
In the whack sport.
The American female sprinter, JoJo something, she's pretty hot, but she just needs fake boobs. So when she gets done with a charade of trying to be an athlete, she can get some gold on.
I think it's a charade. I believe she is an athlete.
Yeah, but she's way hot in the face.
By the way, we also have to mention Jenny Finch, too, for the USA softball team.
There are several of them on the USA softball team, by the way. They're super hot.
They have the Brazilian volleyball team thing where half of them are hot, the other half are just monsters.
Lisa, you know who you must think is the hottest Olympian of all time is Jason Statham, who's on the phone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
He's beautiful.
That was smooth.
Hey, Jason, how are you, man?
What's up, Chips?
What great to talk again. We were just talking about the Olympics and how many really hot athletes there are competing this year compared to most years. When you were on the Olympics back in 92, were there some hot chicks competing too?
You know what? I never went to the Olympics.
Oh, wasn't you?
Oh, you didn't?
What a surprise.
You were an Olympic diver, but you didn't compete in those games.
No, I was on the British team for about 12 years, and I traveled the world, and you know, I went to Commonwealth Games and World Championships. And
oh, I got you. Okay,
but I never went to the Olympics. But you know, it's a misprint. There's several misprints about me.
Look, if there's misprints, you might as well just go, "Yep, gold medal." Might as well go
no
with
one
it.
Remembers.
Well, I know you're not looking back because you couldn't be any hotter with all the movies that have been coming out. We've been talking a lot about this Death Race. You know, some remakes come out, and you go, well, why the hell are they remaking that one? Then this one comes out, and you go, thank God they got around to remaking Death Race. This is what we've been waiting for.
Yeah, this one's, you know, it's definitely It's a far cry from the original, although it does have a couple of characters that that don the same name. You know, it's got Frankenstein and Machine Gun Joe, and it is a race to the death. But I think that's where the similarities end, you know.
This movie opens on this Friday, Death Race. Tell people who may not be familiar with the storyline exactly what's going on here.
Well, I suppose it's like this extreme racing competition that has emerged from reality TV. It's like, you know, people's lust for bigger and badder competitions. And, you know, there's this big series that's running. It's bigger than the Super Bowl. And the TV ratings are down to this death race, which basically it's all these prisoners that... that race to the death, and if you win 5 races, you get parole, you get your freedom. And you know, the cars are just completely tricked out. They got miniguns and ejector seats and smoke and napalm, and it's a complete it's big boys' toys. And you know, these prisoners are racing to the death, and you know, I get forced to put on the Frankenstein mask and get amongst it in the race.
And there aren't any rules, right? You can do anything that's right.
I mean, it is a race to the death, so there's not many rules that would stand anyway.
Now, how much driving training do you have to get to actually be in the car and on a movie like this?
You know, they sent me to a stunt school again, and you know, it's more of a refresher course. I'm always backwards and forwards from that, just getting my feel again. And you know, you get to do all the great stuff up there. You get to do flying 360s and 180s in these, you know, these V8 Mustangs, and you know, you burn tons of rubber for 3 or 4 days, and it's a great experience. I love it.
Jason, you need to get in a police chase. There's nobody that can drive that gets in a police chase. You know, they're pulling all these moves and stuff. They usually just go 55 and the police are behind them. It's kind of boring.
Yeah, I might get a bullet in the head if I don't pull over as well.
Well, there's that. Sure.
Well, we don't want that. Now, I read an interview recently with your director, who's just you know, an action junkie like you are, and he was talking about how important it was in this movie to do it old school, to do it for, I mean, this is not a Transformers type CGI thing that we're going to be looking at Friday, right?
That's correct. I mean, he's really, really keen on shooting stuff through the camera, and we had tons and tons of time, and we really did put some of these great stunts together. And you know, it's you can tell these days. You know, you see a real crash as opposed to something that's, you know, on a green screen, and you can tell straight away. It's almost like too phony. So yeah, we did most of it all in camera. You know,
how many cameras do you lose on a shoot like that when you literally are running cars into the camera to get the shot?
Yeah, there's a fair amount of repair bills. But, you know, that's par for the course. You know, you want to do extreme sort of camera work. You've got to be prepared that something might go wrong and you get something that's irreparable.
We've got Jason Statham on the phone. He plays a 5-time NASCAR champion, and he's in this death race, and he's leading the race, but he feels like he's not accomplished everything that he needs to accomplish.
There's someone I need to kill.
You're out in front. Who are you going to shoot at?
There you go.
That's the best clip ever. Wait, is that Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 2, Kevin?
No, it turns out that's Death Race.
Well, that opens up everywhere on Friday. Jason, you know we're such big fans of yours. We didn't get to talk to you, I don't think, for the bank job, but we have really been talking that one up, too, since it's been out on DVD, that folks who missed it in the theater ought to get that, because that was a little bit different for you, but, man, what a great film that was. We're really, really pleased with everything you've been doing lately, dude.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for talking to us today. Death Race opens on Friday. Thanks, Jason.
All the best.
Hey, Ralph, what? Are you giving anything away here?
No.
Okay.
Hey, if you want to come to the Kevin and Bean Swingers Party in Las Vegas, Kevin and Bean F Monogamy Swingers Party, we will be taking your calls just after the top of the hour here on K-Rock.
Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Wednesday morning. What's going on, Argar?
I hope I didn't act out of turn, but I went on a major swingers site, a local swingers site for Las Vegas residents.
Yes.
And I alerted them to our party.
Nice. So we're going to be overrun by Fat and Ugly?
Oh, stop it. No, but when the party's over, the club's going to open for business.
Oh, that's true. We have 3 hours to ourselves, and then the club will open.
And the public will be allowed in, So I just gave a heads up to people, said, look, hey, you know, we're having a little meet and greet. Why don't you come on by if you want to meet some Southern California swingers? Just to,
why
just,
not?
Just to mix things up a little bit. Just to throw them to the lions. See how they do under, you know, under
pressure
real
on
live bullets. See what happens.
Bring in some pros.
Exactly. Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Heidi and Spencer.
Yes.
As if it wasn't bad enough, they want to make their wedding a circus by televising it.
Sure.
Have announced, according to the lovely TMZ.com, that Heidi would like to score the Pope as the officiant for their nuptials.
No.
Yes.
No, she didn't
Heidi
say that.
Heidi would like the Pope to marry them on national television.
Do they have writers?
No! Yes. You have to...
They have
they
to have writers.
Brilliant in the way that they stay in the public eye day after day after day.
Okay, say you want the Pope to marry
sure.
you.
There's no way there. They can come up with that.
I want the Pope to marry us.
Good. Okay. Now say you're a virgin.
I'm still a virgin.
She did say that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she said that, too. That although she and Spencer are living together, she's still a virgin.
Sure. Yeah. Well, they got to pimp out the new season on MTV, I guess.
Maybe Spencer's waiting until she has her vagina surgically enhanced as well. Maybe he wants her to get a double D camel toe.
Yeah. And he wants her vagina to weigh less.
Oh, God, I hate them. So.
The Pope.
Tom Cruise as a new superhero movie star?
No.
No.
Not unless he's wearing an eye patch.
Hollywood Reporter says that he is teaming up with Spider-Man director Sam Raimi to put together a movie based on the DC Comics superhero The Sleeper. Well, how appropriate.
King of Mexico should play that.
The plot of the comic book deals with a covert op named Holden Carver, who becomes fused with an alien artifact that makes him impervious to pain.
Pain don't hurt?
Pain don't hurt.
What's that got to do with Sleepy?
Holden Carver. I don't know. Maybe because he was a secret agent. He was like a sleeper agent or something.
Oh, I see. Know. Yeah, that's dumb.
Geez, there's only about, let me think, about 900 other characters from comic books that would make better movies than that.
No kidding.
Good choice, Tom Cruise. What a go. Strong. By the way, Sam Raimi already did a movie about a superhero who couldn't feel pain. It's called Darkman, which I loved. It's a great film. But the whole premise is he has a horrible accident where he's burned over 90% of his body.
Yeah.
And they do a experimental procedure where they sever the nerves to his pain receptors in his brain.
Right.
So he can no longer feel pain. And he creates this magical goop that he can put on his face to make him look like anybody else. He can impersonate anyone. And he goes around fighting crime.
Hey, morning.
James, how are you doing?
Lisa May, I have a magical goop I'd like to apply to your face.
Oh, God.
Yeah. She'd like to pretend to be someone else, I'm sure. Another day, another remake in the world of movies. Variety reports that MGM has decided to remake the classic 1982 horror picture, Poltergeist.
Oh, that was so good.
It was
we don't
so
need
good.
A remake of Poltergeist. No. We really don't.
If you haven't seen Poltergeist and you like scary movies, you have to rent that. That's,
you know,
really
usually
good.
The defense is, well, there's a whole generation of people who were never seen Poltergeist. Blah, blah, blah. But this movie has just become part of our national culture. The lexicon has changed. You know, they're here, yeah. That thing, and go towards the light and all that. And there's so many quotes from the movies that have just worked their way into our general consciousness, and I can't see how a sequel could possibly replace that in our minds. Or a remake,
I don't think they're trying to replace it, though. They're trying to create new Poltergeist memories for people who will never watch the original.
But it won't measure up.
It doesn't matter. They're not going to see the original.
Yeah, I guess
they don't have people who see this, but they won't get nothing to compare it to.
See, here's the thing. I think more than ever that argument is ridiculous. In the on-demand Netflix
it is so
world
easy.
We live in, it's much harder to say that someone hasn't seen an original film than it used to be even, say, 20 years ago.
But I would be willing to bet, Ralph, if that we took 10 calls in a row from our listeners who are under 30, 8 of them haven't seen Poltergeist. Haven't
seen
the original
Poltergeist. You could say that about any movie. You could get 10 calls from people who haven't seen Iron Man.
Right.
Just because people haven't seen something doesn't mean that the original isn't worth seeking out and seeing.
Poltergeist
is one of those films.
I totally agree with you.
Then shut up!
I'm on the same side as you. I'm just saying I understand why there are lots of people who aren't like you and me who this movie will appeal to, who will never see the original, have no interest in the original, don't care about the original. But if it's a strong enough concept to stand on its own in a new movie, they're interested.
I hate you.
I'm talking about the way the world is, man, not the way the world should be.
Okay, Mr. Reality.
Kids, you're both
just awful.
Yeah, that's true. There's that.
Coldplay just gave us a new CD, but now they want to give us more new music.
Okay.
For free.
We're in.
That's how Coldplay rolls.
Awesome.
A song called Death Will Never Conquer was recorded during the sessions for La Vida Loca.
Yes, La Vida Loca.
That movie, the album was. But it didn't make the final cut. However, they have been playing it live in concert, and they really like it. So they want you to hear it, and you can upload it for free. Or download it. Or sideload it. Whatever you like to do. Hmm. You go to Coldplay.com, and you can download it now.
Great.
And you can hear their new song, Death Will Never Conquer.
I have a clip, if you'd like to hear what the Coldplay song sounds like. See why they left it off the album. It just doesn't fit.
That's the best song ever, though.
That's very, very different. And I was remiss last hour by not mentioning the fact that we've lost one of the greats, Leroy Moore, saxophonist for the Dave Matthews Band, passed away yesterday. And it was tragic news for everybody who not only loves that band, but loves music in general, because that guy was great.
He was super talented.
Early 40s, right? I mean, not
yeah, he had 46. A horrible ATV 46. Accident.
Oh.
Punctured his lung, really did some internal damage. Then he was on the road to recovery, but had a relapse, and apparently...
That's too bad.
He died yesterday, and Dave Matthews was in concert last night at Staples. Yeah. Went on, the show went on, and they, as you can imagine, addressed it to him.
Yeah, it's
Dave Matthews.
So they've had a guy
that,
filling in, I guess, since the accident happened, right?
Yeah. He was coming to L.A. to, Leroy was to go through some serious rehab, and apparently took a turn for the worse. And Dave Matthews said, it is always harder to be left than to do the leaving.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said for that. So. Today's celebrity birthdays, Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin turned 60 years old today. Today's show, weatherman Al Roker is 54. I think Al's coming to the swingers party, so that's good news.
No, he lost all the weight now. He can't come.
Turns out, no.
Have you seen him? He hasn't lost much of the weight.
Is he gaining it back?
I always find these people just freaks of nature, the ones who go through the stomach surgery, like Randy Jackson on American Idol. Lose a ton of weight initially, and then somehow manage to pack enough caloric content into their thumb-sized stomachs to gain weight back.
Yeah. Because they can stretch it out.
How dedicated to being fat do you have to be to take a stomach the size of your thumb and stretch it out to the point where you can eat enough to gain weight again? That's commitment. That is serious commitment.
That's commitment to fat.
Yes, it is. Screw you and your surgery. I will not be daunted. I will not be limited by your surgical methods, Mr. Surgeon. I will conquer you and be fat and obese and round. Magical. James Marsters from Buffy the Vampire Slayer is 46 years old today. Monique Powell of Save Ferris is 33. And Fred Durst of Limp Bizkit is 38. If anyone cares.
No.
I didn't think so. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Pennywise ripped off our song, man. They changed the words to F authority?
They have stole from Omar over and over and over again.
It's very sad.
No. Listen up, people. It's called F monogamy. Hit it, Steve.
Someday, you gotta find another lay. And Kevin and Bino give you that chance at the swingers. Party. I say F monogamy. Sex with anybody.
That's right.
I say F monogamy.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a swingers party.
Woo!
It's Kevin and Bean's F monogamy swingers party.
We've been taking care of the singles for many years here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and so often we've been asked, what about us couples? We'd like to come party too, and that's why we're giving you the opportunity to in Las Vegas at the beautiful Caesars Palace with a big party Sunday night. You get to stay Sunday and Monday. We got airfare to Las Vegas and back for you and a date, and we're talking about the Kevin and Bean Swingers Party, which is going to be Sunday night. We'll be broadcasting live from there on Monday morning, and so far, I think you're right, Ralph. I think we got a terrific group of people coming with us.
And a group of people who recognize that monogamy is just not natural. It's just not a natural state. People, let's stop fighting it. Let's stop fighting our true natures and just roll. Just enjoy.
Just let it roll.
You know what happens in Vegas?
What?
Stays in Vegas.
Is that right?
That's why we're doing
it. Is that true? Because I have heard that.
That's true. It's absolutely true.
I want to talk to the beautiful Christine who emailed us.
Oh, yeah.
A practically naked photo of herself.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Christine.
Hi, guys.
This is the quality of swinger we're going to have at our party.
How old is this photo?
Stop it!
Here we go. Well, it was taken in 1958.
I'm just saying. We don't know, huh?
It was taken for Valentine's Day this year, so in February.
Okay.
So how much weight have you gained between February and now?
Stop it!
I haven't.
My God, you've put on weight.
Christine, this picture looks like it came out of Maxim. I mean, it's you laying on some sort of a, is that a tiger skin rug or something like that? And you just got the tiny, tiny, tiniest little panties on, and you, your hand barely covers your boobs.
Yes.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day to your boyfriend, right? That's what that was
for. No kidding.
Yep.
So what's the deal with you crazy kids? Why does a swingers party sound like something you need this weekend?
I know. It just sounds like it'd be so much fun. I think me and my boyfriend have discussed it before, and I just think that it's something that we kind of looked into but never really, I don't know, never really just knew exactly what it – I mean, we know what it's about, but never really just, like, went into it.
And that's what a lot of people seem to be saying, is that it's been fascinating. We've had conversations. Don't quite know how to get
how
started.
How do you take that first step? That's the thing. And either if you go on the internet or you have to seek out a club or an event where this is happening, and even that can be very intimidating, to be new people, to walk into a room full of people that have been established in the lifestyle for a while, it can be very intimidating.
Right, exactly.
One of the things that Ralph has brought up a couple times this week as we've been discussing the topic is you don't have to participate. Also, if you go to the party on Sunday night, of course you're not being forced to, but you are going to be in a room with the people who kind of have the same thing in mind, and you guys do all kind of have something in common being listeners of the Kevin and Bean Show. So you got a pretty good starting point to get to know somebody at the party.
Wait a minute, we're not going to force them?
No. Kevin would like sex at gunpoint at some point in the evening.
I was against that idea until I saw Christine's picture. Now I may be worried about that. Jeez.
Christine, is your boyfriend fat?
Oh, stop it.
He's not fat.
How come I can't ask? What's that?
I sent you guys pictures of both of us. Oh. I don't know.
Oddly enough, we only have a picture of you.
Yeah, there's three pictures, one of each of them, and then this Valentine's Day picture that Christine sent.
How do you think you'll feel waking up Monday morning for the first time with your boyfriend having had sex with another woman potentially after our party? Is that something that's going to be tough for you mentally, Christine?
I don't know. We're going to have to see. I've thought about doing it, I can't tell myself I'm going to get mad about it.
That's right. That's right. Oh, this is going to be a drama-filled evening. I can't wait.
It is.
So you have to recognize the fact that it's not a threat to your primary relationship. You have to, you know, you will recognize as if things go that far that it was just it was a fun event that happened. It was like a sport that you had a great workout in, and now you go home and you go back to something that matters and counts.
And then you realize you can't live without the sport, and you move on. Right?
No, then you do it again. You say, honey, that was great. Let's do it next month. Let's find a party and we'll go do it. And then your whole world will open up and you can just thank me.
And I'd like to just suggest that Christine is going to be the best looking person there by far. So we have to let her in.
I think that would be the case at most parties, though.
To make the curve.
to tell you the truth, I mean, I really do. I mean, we'd be happy to have Christine at in any of our events.
But my fear is Kevin's going to be drunk. He's going to be hanging all over. Hey, I haven't got you to the party. I said you're beautiful. And then that's going to be good for nobody.
I'll be doing that to her boyfriend.
All right, Christine. We'll see you and your man on Sunday night in Las Vegas, all right?
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you. Thank you for emailing us. And by the way, that is one way to go, is to email your picture and your story to ralph@krock.com. He has kind of been keeping track of all those for us.
And if you are going to do that, please include a phone number where we can reach you during the hours of the morning show. So if we want to talk to you like we did with Christine, we can get you on the air.
All right.
Fantastic. All right. Let's talk to, let's see, we got a bunch of calls here. Why don't we talk to Eric? How about Eric in La Puente? Let's give him a try on line 7. Yeah, Eric, you're on the Kevin and Bean Sean K-Rock. What's your story, dude?
Hey, well, yeah, me and my girl have been together for about a couple of years, and we want to try something new, so I called you in.
Okay. Fat? Ugly?
Oh, Kevin.
I'm ugly and disgusting, but she's hot.
Yeah.
See, he's a man who knows.
So we're looking for it. You know, we went to your call. I didn't know what you were going to say, but we kind of want to make sure that the conversation has happened in the couple. We're trying to really stay away from people calling up, kind of speaking for the other person. Your girlfriend's not there with you, is she?
Nah, I'm on my way to work, dude.
But you guys have talked about this seriously?
Yeah.
That's
enough. We're getting bored with each other, or we do like each other's company, but we want to try something new.
See, that's
I don't know.
That's a fallacy a lot of people have about the lifestyle, is that if you do it, that it means there's something wrong or missing in your established relationship. And that's usually not the case at all. People don't...
This could be a good test for it.
People don't go outside. No, I wouldn't test your relationship with this either,
this
by the
good.
Way.
Let's have a lot of testing.
They like each other still and enjoy each other's company, but the sex is a little boring. I'm sure that's why a lot of people end up going there.
Sure, absolutely. But it's not because the sex isn't satisfying as a sex between people who care about each other. It's just something you want to do outside of it together as sort of a fun event to do, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Producer Alex, by the way, was telling me that she gets the impression that some of these relationships may be in their final weeks and that this is like a last-ditch effort. All right, let's try this and see if this
works. That's not healthy.
No, not at all. I mean, this is Kevin's right, most... man. It's gonna be Lauren and Heidi in there. I mean, it really is gonna be times 100. 2008.
It's gonna be glasses flying and just people beating up
you
on each
guys
other.
Will promote that, but I say no. I say it's gonna be a love-in.
We'll have like three buffets to make sure everybody can stay busy. You know. You know what I mean?
All right. What kind of vibe are we getting on our man Eric from La Puente? By the way,
all right, let me just say this.
Take him at his word on his check.
Let me say this. I know that I've been hard on everybody, and I'm making all these jokes about fat and ugly. But we got to go back to the screening thing. Where would you like to meet this person at a party?
Absolutely, that's the most important. Yeah.
And I'm going with absolutely not.
But you guys are doing what you always do, which is it's really easy for the women to get in, and every time a guy calls, we reject him. Because it's just harder for guys
but
to sell themselves.
But you get the vibe that Eric has a strong sense of what he's getting himself into if he goes to a party like this, Lisa?
I don't know. He says that they've talked about it.
When
and
you
they've
hear
been together
Eric,
a couple of years and they like each other, it's just they want something
spicy. Other than the fact
spicy.
That you can't say no. When you hear Eric, do you think, wow, I sure can't wait to meet him?
He's not the most well-spoken person
I
in the
hear
world.
A shaved head. I hear a shaved head, a face tattoo.
Do you have a face
and
tattoo?
And a guy who's going to be watching the Raiders Sunday night anyway. Okay, that settles it right there. Eric, thanks for the call, my friend.
Okay, bye now.
All right. Just keep that in mind. You guys are harder on
we
the guys.
We are. I have no problem with guys. The guys are an important part of this equation for
really...
the first time ever.
But Lisa,
I'd like someone to have something on the ball to offer the ladies who are going to come to the
right,
party.
That's what I'm
just
thinking.
Saying keep it in mind because you haven't really let anyone in when it was the guy who was calling.
I would like to talk to Jason because in this particular relationship, his girlfriend is the one who is pushing him towards trying swinging. And I think that's much healthier for a woman to make decision than it is for the guy to be sort of dragging his girlfriend or wife along.
All right. We're running a little bit late, but we'll get to Jason, 25, Anaheim. Your girlfriend has been talking to you about this?
Oh, yeah. What's up, Kevin Bean?
What's happening?
Why are you not able to get the job done at home?
Oh, stop it, Bean! what is your wife's, your girlfriend's feelings about this whole thing?
She's one of those people that's open to everything. You know, the one that's getting the girls to show boobs and doing all that stuff.
Well,
and,
all right, then.
So she's sexually adventurous.
I've kind of just been the idiot and haven't pushed up on it, and she's the one that's telling me that, why haven't we done it? And it's kind of a stupid question. I said, why not? So I'm for it, and she's already been explosive of that world, so I'm a rookie. I'm learning, but I'm ready to go.
And she wants to take you and guide you to the promised land.
Yeah.
Fat. She is so leaving you in the dust before long, man. You are just hanging on by your fingernails at this point.
You're Mr. Negative, and he's Mr. Fat and Ugly. Who hurt you two?
This is rough.
What's wrong? What's wrong in your homes that this is such a bad experience for you two?
Fat and Ugly, what do you think? Look at me.
No, I wouldn't
make this party.
I'm down with Jason. I'm fine with Jason coming to the party. I'm just saying the way he's describing it, it sounds like his girlfriend is really like pushing him every step of the way to just
show
up.
She has enjoyed something that he hasn't experienced, and like a good girlfriend or wife, she wants to share that with him. She wants to bring him along.
Fat Club members.
We have something in common. She only likes women, and so do I. So
there you go.
All right.
There we go.
Okay. All right. Can I speak for the room? Is Jason all right then? He's in.
I think so.
Yes.
Sure.
All right.
I don't want Lisa to punch me.
Do a couple more off the air, and again, you can continue to email ralph@krock.com, and we will take more calls again just after 9 o'clock this morning. The Kevin Bean Swingers Party, live from Caesars, by the way, Monday morning from beautiful Las Vegas. Stand by for your tickets to win here on the world-famous K-Rock.
I say F-monogamy, yeah, we're going to have a swingers party.
Woo! 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:33.
Guess what happens 1 week from Saturday, Kevin?
1 week from Saturday? I have no idea.
USC Trojans football, ladies and gentlemen, 12:30 p.m., playing against Virginia. They're back.
I wish that were true. I wish the entire USC football program had not been canceled.
What are you talking about? They're on pro team, man. What are you talking about?
Jock itch. You haven't heard the story? Supposedly the jock itch outbreak of 2008 is taking over USC football, and there are guys that actually can't practice.
Oh, my God.
What, I hate to suggest this or ask this question, but just because one guy gets jock itch, how do the rest of them get it from that one guy?
Well,
what's going on in that locker room?
We'll find out as we go to Channel 4's Doug Kriegel.
Crunch Watch 2008!
Doug Kriegel, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Nate. How are you doing?
We're very good.
Doug, of course, is the reporter they send out on all the worst possible stories over there at KBC Channel 4 Television. And today they've got you on Jock Watch 2008.
It's Crotch Watch.
Oh, sorry,
or that. 2008.
So,
try listening to your own program once in a while.
What's the story, Doug?
I'm reporting live from USC, where some of the players are practicing.
What?
And other players are not practicing.
And they're not practicing because
25% of the team have been stricken with tinea cruris,
which is
jock itch.
Jock itch. Okay. What? It seems to me like this is something that could easily be taken care of with a salve or a cream or something. I mean, why would something like this sideline a guy?
God knows I've tried. I've been smearing salves and creams over 25% of these young men for a week now.
What? Huh.
With no result.
How's that your job as a reporter?
It isn't. Just took it on myself. Just trying to help.
Yeah,
a little bit too involved in the story, Doug. It's
they've
like.
Got me watching crotches now.
Yeah, it's not a plum assignment.
It is a plum assignment. That's the problem. I've been looking at plums all week.
All right.
First it's China where you can't breathe, and they send you right back to USC for the jock itch story. Wow.
Now I've been up close and personal with jock crotch. For a week now.
Yeah.
I've seen more than I want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your job.
Let me tell you something about the black guys on the team.
Okay. All right. No. I'd rather you didn't.
Great googly moogly.
Do they get bigger jock itch than the white guys?
Some of these guys, it could be terminal.
Really?
If you judge it by the size of their jocks.
I'm sorry?
If you judge it by the size of their jocks. Yeah. They're hung.
Oh, I see. Okay. Is this something?
These guys don't have small penises.
I think we get it.
The black guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are enormous.
Right. Now, is this something that the team is going to be able to get past and move on through the season, or is it going to be a serious problem?
I thought one guy was going to softball practice because I thought it was a bat.
I think we...
Doug maybe hung up on a certain
aspect. An aluminum bat.
I'm pretty sure we understand.
Shiny and new.
Wow. Okay.
Well, Crotch Watch 2008.
Yeah. Okay. Very good, Doug.
Coach Pete Carroll hopes the team will be recovering soon so they can get back to practicing. And he's asked them to stop rubbing their groins together.
Together?
Yes.
Why are they doing that?
I don't know.
Can you do some more research and get back to us?
Oh, I'd like to.
All right. Doug Kriegel, Channel 4. Good work as always.
This is so much better than the rain. Or any other story I've ever been on.
Sure, yeah.
Crotch Watch 2008.
I tell you about the black guys.
You did, yes. Yeah, you said that. We got to go.
Look at the size of the penises on these guys.
The movie is called The Rocker. Its star, Rainn Wilson, joins us just after 8 o'clock live in the studios this morning of the world-famous K-Rock. God, we love this guy. It's so cool that he's coming back in today. We're very excited about that in just a few minutes. First, though, let's take a look at the email. You can get any of our email addresses up at krock.com, which, by the way, every single day, new stuff goes up on krock.com and goes up in the Kevin and Bean section all the time. There's new links, new pictures, new videos, new audio. For instance, Breakfast with Weezer that we played yesterday, you can listen to that online. That's just one example of something that's gone up in the last 24 hours.
Armenian comedian photo shoot. You can see that video, that
right.
section.
Absolutely. A lot of emails lately, Kevin, as you can imagine, about the Olympics, for instance. Dear Kevin and Bean, I heard you guys talking about the trampoline event while I was on my way to work this morning. I was laughing so hard because my wife and I were saying all the same things when we were watching it on Saturday night. We eventually had to stop watching, though, because we became grossed out by how visible the guys' packages are on TV. Now,
yeah.
Kevin, I didn't see the event, but what are they wearing in a trampoline sport?
You know, bicyclists in those little tight shorts that they wear?
Yeah, that you can see everything through.
Those are super airy and loose compared to these.
Oh, my God.
The straw that broke the camel's back for us was a slow motion shot of who else, trampoline star Dong Dong, flipping around until you could see all the tenting going on in his gymnastics pants. It was a little too much of Dong Dong's dong for us. Thanks, guys. Alex.
Do you want extra sausage?
He's the big star in the trampoline sport, right?
Dong Dong rules the planet.
Yeah. Okay.
He's the Chinese guy that I believe is going to or already took the gold. I don't know. I'm not following that closely.
Okay.
You know the big thing with Tropic Thunder and your use
the
of the R word, which they're trying to make into the N word. This one came to Ralph, but Nikki also wrote, Dear Ralph, I have nothing against the word retard. I am the mother of four children, and a 16-year-old has severe developmental delays slash autism.
Oh, wow.
I think we are parents who use humor to help cope. When company comes over that we know are uncomfortable with our son and get that nervous look when our son approaches, we tell him to get your collection of Sylvester Stallone action figures, honey, or tell them that you love the Red Hot Chili Peppers or Johnny Depp. That's our fun. He's just a kid forever. My 12-year-old, who is typical, acts more retarded than his brother. who thinks it's cool to wear clothes inside out. So all the people who have a problem with this movie don't see it. But me and my kids, including the tard, will enjoy.
Oh, my God.
Nikki.
How about that?
Nikki.
I wish there were more people like Nikki in this world.
Yeah.
That's great. Thanks for the email on that, Nikki. Speaking of the tards, this one goes hand in hand with that. We've given some airtime to KROQ listener Trent, who's running a very useful petition online called Make Psycho Mike Stop. And he's really doing the Lord's work out there, trying to get Mike thrown off the show. And there's a petition you can sign. Well, Pete writes in, Dear Bean, I'd like to start a petition to make your partner Kevin start speaking English. My point is this. He's been on an American radio show in an American city getting paid in American dollars. I mean, he's been in this country for at least 13 years, yet I can barely understand the man.
Yeah.
If he cannot or will not learn English, then he should be deported to I Got a Giant Head Island or wherever the hell he's from. Pete. Pete, just send us the link, man. I'll sign the petition and we'll be happy to pass it along.
I'll sign it. Dear Kevin and Bean, my wife and I are watching the news after the Olympics, and Chuck Henry just teased a story about Barack Obama's plane. And here's what he said, quote, But now we know the truth about Osama bin Laden. Excuse me, Barack Obama's plane.
Are you kidding?
No. But it's Chuck Henry. Really, I mean.
Yeah, what do you expect from him?
Come on. Him.
Dear Kevin and Bean, Christina writes in, I catch up late with the podcast, and I was listening to yesterday's show about deal breakers. I found it pretty funny, so I thought I'd write in with the smallest deal breaker. Now, this was the topic of what you broke up with somebody over that you can't believe you did because it seemed like such a small thing, but you couldn't get past it. I actually broke up with a great guy because I could not get myself to call him by his name, which was Jody. I had this fear of having to introduce him to people as my boyfriend and then that his name was Jody or that I'd have to use that name when I spoke with him in bed. I just couldn't do it. There's nothing wrong with him otherwise, but I had to break it off. I even tried to find out if maybe he had a nickname or a middle name or something else he could go by, but no. I never told him why I broke it off, but I knew it was something that I just couldn't get over, Christina. How much does that suck for poor little Jody?
Well, poor little Jody's changed her name.
His.
Dear Kevin, I was watching Comedy Central's roast, Bob Saget, and I couldn't help but admire that Jody Sweetin has turned out to be a major hottie.
Yeah.
In case you haven't seen her lately, I want to enclose a photo of her, longtime listener.
And she was on what show, Mike?
Full House.
She was on Full House.
Full House.
Yeah.
Right.
With Saget. P.S. I'm writing to you because I hate Bean and hope he dies. That's Eric.
Eric.
Oh, that was necessary. Thanks.
Thank you.
And finally for me, we've been talking about how much time they're spending wasting our time on the television, talking about the digital switchover in February of 2009.
Sure.
Commercials that they run all the time for the 10 people that are still using rabbit ears. And this email comes from Josh. You know, nobody's mentioned that the fact that besides all the inundation of commercials about the digital switchover that they run all the time, they also scroll those warnings along the bottom of the screen during the regular TV shows, like it's a freaking hurricane warning or something. It used to be when I was watching TV and I saw a warning scroll across the bottom, I made sure to pay attention, read it because it was important news about a storm or the power outage or something like that. Now, so many of these scrolled messages about the digital switchover have happened that I've started ignoring them. So when Southern California is about to be swallowed by a tsunami, I'll be sitting on my couch watching The Simpsons or something, blissfully unaware of my impending doom. Thank you, cable TV. You've sealed my fate.
And finally, hey, Kevin and Bean, I need that Lisa scream to be my ringtone. Where can I get it? Cheers, Mark. Mark writes from Germany.
Yes.
And he wants his phone to ring, and then he wants it to sound like this. She was describing for us, Lisa was, the fencing in the Olympics.
The women scream.
And I thought that you were exaggerating.
Uh-huh.
And then I found some Olympic fencing.
Uh-huh.
Listen to this and tell me if this doesn't sound like a horror movie.
She's being attacked in a parking garage.
That is Olympic fencing.
Yes!
Stop making that noise.
I don't understand it.
How crazy is... But Lisa's is better. Yeah. So we'll put that up so you can make that your ringtone.
All right.
And you're welcome. Ralph, next with the showbiz beat.
Three's a crowd at Albertsons. When there are more than three people in line, we'll open the next available check stand and move things along so you can get in, get out, and get on with it at Albertsons. I'm Lisa May with KROQ Traffic.
That's what Lisa used to do when there was more than three guys in line.
That's true.
She would call a girlfriend up, and they would open up another lane.
She'd get in, get on,
get
and
in,
get out.
Get off, get out. That was her motto.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Okay. Guess who's in trouble with a musician?
Guess who's in trouble with a musician?
Guess who made a musician angry?
Pam Anderson?
I don't know.
John McCain.
Oh, another one?
That's why I brought it up.
Another one?
This time, it's even worse because the guy's dead. And
okay,
he's
now
still
just
angry.
Like 2 days ago, you had Jackson Browne all ticked off at him for using the song Running on Empty in one of his ads, right?
Now who's upset? Roseanne Cash, daughter of Johnny Cash.
Okay.
Because during a speech for John McCain, country singer John Rich, he was actively campaigning on his behalf.
Right.
He's half of Big and Rich.
Oh.
Don't get me effing started.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I hear you.
Said to a large crowd, somebody's got to walk the line in this country. They've got to walk it unapologetically. And I'm sure if Johnny Cash was around, he'd be a John McCain supporter.
Uh-oh.
Well, Roseanne Cash, Johnny's daughter, said, you know what? You don't know my dad. You don't know what his political leanings were. Stop it. Stop talking about my dad. Don't use his name with your campaign any longer. So now she's complaining to John McCain's campaign about using dad's name.
Do you think they'll learn this at any point?
Just stop playing songs.
Right.
Stop talking. Stop using lyrics. Stop just naming bands. Just stop.
Although I'm pretty sure that he could use this one.
But I still like bologna.
Yeah, that he could use.
You know?
That should be his campaign song.
If they're going to start bringing up dead celebrities for endorsements, I mean, why not? Obama should, like, come right back with, oh, yeah, well, if Jesus were here, he'd support me. I mean, they ought to really get into a match over it.
I think Elvis liked black dudes.
That's right.
Be on my side. Speaking of country music and politics.
Yes.
Imagine my shock.
Yes.
And surprise when I read this article. Toby Keith.
Yeah.
You know, the author of such country songs as Stick My American Boot Up Their Foreign Ass. Yeah.
That's the guy.
And Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
Sure.
And Beer for My Horses.
Beer for My Horses, Whiskey for My Men.
Wow.
Said in an interview this week that he's a registered Democrat and will be voting for Barack Obama for president.
What?
Nope.
There's
who are you
no
talking
way.
About?
Yes.
This is real.
Toby Keith says Obama's the best Democratic candidate we've had since Bill Clinton.
Wow. Well,
he's going way back to Clinton. How surprising is that?
By
the
way,
Ralph, last guy who won the election who was a Democrat.
You remember that Toby Keith is the one who very publicly and vocally was slapping down the Dixie Chicks every night on stage because of their comments against President Bush.
Yep.
Dude, I know. That's why I'm shocked at this. Unless he's all having he's having a laugh. He's putting us on.
Could be.
But he says he's a Democrat.
All right.
That's inexplicable.
I didn't know how to vote until I heard where Toby Keith was going.
Now stick my American boot up your foreign ass.
Now, is he no longer going to stick the boot up the ass now?
I believe he still will, but this will be a Democratic boot.
Okay.
He's going to make a new sign where we're not going to fight with you, but we are going to take you to the diplomacy table.
It'll be a boot made of faux leather.
Right.
Because it'll be liberal. Yes. Brigitte Nielsen, you remember her from Surreal Life?
Yes.
And also from Celebrity Cocor, or whatever that
rehab,
show was,
right.
That Dr. Drew had. Well, she's conquered her alcohol addiction on television. And in Germany, she's taken the next step. She underwent a facelift, liposuction, and a breast lift live on German TV.
Wow.
What?
That's reality TV right there, mother effers.
Live?
Watch my surgery, bitches.
No thanks.
I'm not sure how she got it paid for.
Yeah, I'm sure, but no
Her
thanks.
Next goal? She said she'd like to get pregnant.
Live.
How old is
on
she?
TV.
Live on TV. She's 11-y.
She does seem like she's pushing the limits of that.
She seems past her her age of fertility.
Yeah.
But when you do a ton of drugs, that keeps you pretty well preserved.
That's true. That's what they use to preserve things, by the way.
Drugs?
Drugs. Yeah.
Sure.
And speaking of hideous, hideous people. Were we speaking of hideous people?
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah.
Heidi Montag in the news.
Yeah.
Saying that she would like, well, you know, they're talking about getting married on national television. They would like MTV to televise their nuptials.
Sure.
They would.
Heidi says in a related story that she was hoping to score the Pope as the officiant for the televised wedding.
She had to laugh after that because it was a joke.
I mean, I don't believe she knows the difference anymore.
Even them.
She wants the Pope to marry them on television.
The Pope she doesn't also really claims, do weddings.
She also claims that she's still a virgin, by the way.
Oh,
now that she should have laughed at afterwards.
Please.
Her and Spencer do live together, but she claims she's saving herself for marriage.
My God.
Maybe she's saving herself for the Pope.
Well,
maybe he gets first pop before she gets wet.
It'll be a long wait.
La 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 la.
But she is in love with Spencer, she claims, just waiting for the big ring, as she calls it.
Mm-hmm.
She declares her love for Spencer in her new single. Have you heard Overdosing?
Oh, dear God.
Overdosing on your love?
This could be the
worst. No matter what you do to me, I can't get enough of you, is one of the lyrics. Apparently, it's written about Mr. Spencer Pratt.
Just a touch from you is all I need to make me feel like I can barely breathe, breathe.
Don't care what you put me through, I can't get enough of you. That's a song of empowerment for women everywhere. I don't care how poorly you treat me,
yeah.
How much you mock me publicly, I can't get enough of you. Look at Psycho Mike. Yeah, that's how it should be.
Domination.
You can hear them sliding her voice, trying to find the pitch in the recording studio as she lays that down.
Don't they have equipment now that you can sing into that will make your pitch good?
You could flatline. You could just sing the same note over and over again, and they can take that sound and alter it and get you to the note where you need to be.
And as a drummer for a rock band, Ralph, are you offended by that gay beat that they have behind that song?
Yeah, I don't like drum machines. And there's a great scene in The Rocker, actually. Funny you should bring that up, where Fish, the drummer played by Rainn Wilson in the movie, goes off on this dude playing a drum machine. It's very entertaining. I personally cheered in the theater as I was watching it, because that's how I feel about the freaking drum machines.
That song is astonishingly bad. I mean, I know the bar is pretty low for that kind of music, but that song even makes that style of music sound bad.
She makes Paris Hilton sound like Madonna.
Yeah, she does.
But this is what happens.
What was that song she had? Eyes or
Stars Go
Stars
Blind?
Or Blind. Stars Go Blind. Yeah. I thought comparatively that was much more entertaining.
I don't think you've heard that one in a while.
Oh, Kevin, seriously.
But compared to the Heidi song,
it was quality dance pop compared to that Heidi song.
Well, compared to this, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This song is going to ruin bad pop.
Yes, really. What's good Charlotte going to do after they hear
absurd.
That?
Yeah,
they kill themselves. How you doing over there, Psycho Mike? What do you got for me?
Even though the gods are crazy, even though the stars are blind.
She sounds like she's actually singing the notes, at least.
It is better.
I guess.
Come on, Kevin.
But at least the reggae.
You know we're right. You know we're right.
The reggae style is certainly better than...
Just a touch from you is all I need to make me feel like I can really breathe.
But guys... Usually when you're doing music like that, you have to do a bunch of poppers and wear assless chaps.
Yeah!
Pretty much, yeah.
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 We're really debating poo with or without nuts at this point, though, aren't we?
I mean,
oh,
look, sometimes it's important to know whether the poo has nuts or not.
Stop. What?
I'm just saying.
What? What? Stop.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Monique Powell of Save Ferris is 33. Jay Marsters, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, turns 46. And Robert Plant. You may know him from a little band called Led Zeppelin.
No?
Not familiar.
Maybe know him from his partnership with Alison Krauss.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I know that guy.
Yeah, he's 60 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Why does it always rain on me?
Rain on me. I think it's gonna rain. Yeah. Rain it on the rain.
There it is.
I make it rain. I make it cold. Make it rain on
them. I'm sorry, Rainn Wilson. Now we're out of time. They had too much intro. Sorry.
A lot of rain.
The intro song was too long.
That was so uplifting. That was so heartwarming. Thank
you, guys,
to you,
my
for
friend.
Doing that.
A lot of
that
times
must have
we'll
taken you guys like 12 minutes to put together.
Yeah, no,
thank
the
you.
Guy in the other
least,
a lot of times what we'll do is we'll take highlights of some of your acting work and then make it a cool intro.
Right.
And then
we couldn't find any.
Yeah.
Couldn't find any highlights.
You just went to the Rain name. Good.
Why not?
See how creative we are?
Rain Wilson returns to the world-famous K-Rock, this time because he's the star of a new film that opens up today.
Ladies today.
Because Wednesday, of course, is the new Friday.
That's
it
right.
is called The Rocker, and we welcome Rain back to K-Rock. It's good to see
I'm
him again.
I'm going to applaud for myself.
You should.
Fill it out.
You should.
Yeah.
How you been, besides what I gather is insanely busy juggling everything that you do?
Yeah. I've been awesome. Everything is great, and it's been incredible, because I just kind of did every. This is my first starring role in a movie, and I was like, you know what? I got the summer off. I'll just do whatever I can to promote it. And I went to like 14 cities in like 5 weeks.
Good
and,
times.
All over the place. And then we're back shooting The Office. I've been shooting that for 3 weeks, so it's been nutty.
Yeah. Speaking of promotions, sorry, real quickly, I know you have Jenna Fisher in your trunk.
Yes.
For those of you who haven't been online following the story, Jenna is in Rain's trunk, and he will not release her unless the film is, I think it's $18.7 million.
It's a nice sounding number.
How did you come up with 18.7?
It just sounds legitimate. You know what I mean? It just sounds real. It's
18.6, way too low.
Yeah, 18.6. You know, 18.7.
All right.
No, something about this.
I was curious. Does the box office start from Wednesday to Sunday, or is it just the weekend?
Because sometimes starting they now. Starting and let me now. Tell you right now, the movie already is playing some matinee performances on the East Coast, and word has it that there are literally hundreds of people going to
congratulations.
The film
word
all
has
along
it?
The Eastern Seaboard.
So if it makes 18.7, you release Jenna.
Yeah, and I give her a peach smoothie.
And you get a peach smoothie. She gets a smoothie for her trouble. So I think that's nice.
Yeah, all the updates are on freejennanow.com.
Right, you can
created
check it
a
out.
Little website to document.
Does she have like duct tape hands or?
She I
what's
I,
how do you
first
tie her
I
up?
Tied her. She ties herself up now.
Is that right?
I got a little TV in there. It's not a flat screen. It's one of those ones the security guards have.
Right, right.
You the know, old ones, the really long
rabbit ears
backs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she listens to your show on the radio. She's probably listening right now. Hey, Jenna.
It is not. Our show's not on the radio. On the TV.
No, on the radio. She has access to the car radio.
Oh, yeah. She's in the trunk.
Okay, it's a kind of a elongated hatchback on an 84 Firebird. Okay, it's trunk.
But she's really just in the car.
It's roomy. Easier to say trunk.
It's roomy, though.
She's got room to stretch and move around. So.
Well, how long, forgive me for coming to this story late, Rain, but how long has she been in your trunk?
It's been about, 8 days?
Yeah,
wow. Are you so happy this movie is finally open?
I'm giving her enough sustenance to get along. Yeah, I give her a lot of Gouda and instant coffee.
Okay,
that's no all water, you need. Just the instant coffee.
Yeah,
right?
Just the crystals you could suck on them.
And first he took over her blog page, and then, then he said, if you're Jenna fan, then you're going to want to see her released. You'll probably go see this film.
Yeah, yeah. It's my way of marketing. Forcing the Office fans to go check out The Rocker.
Right,
literally forcing and coercing them.
Yes.
Or bad things will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you joke when you talk about it? Sounds like that there may be real pressure on you because you're the star of this movie, and it's really on you if it fails. I mean, do you feel that?
Wow. Oh, sure, absolutely,
he
I
goes
do.
Right
you know,
to
hey, way to bum them out. That's how Bean sees things. Not you reap all the benefits if it succeeds, but you take all the blame.
Wow, you're starring in your first major motion picture, and it's a terrific comedy. Congratulations!
But
what
I would find,
if it bombs?
I would find a way, Ray. This is the reason I asked this question, and the guys mock me because that's what they do. I would find a way to go if it fails. I was great at it. There's a lot of other things that could have gone wrong. You know, you could blame the marketing, you could blame the script, you could blame
editing.
Your co-stars.
Yeah.
Editing
actors,
is a lot.
Anyone in show business are very good at that. They won't take the blame themselves.
So don't take the blame. Only hang on to the credit if it succeeds. That's all I'm saying.
Pass the buck is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. No, but definitely, this is my first starring role in a movie, and, you know, if it bombs, then, you know, I probably will need to do some other movies like Juno or whatever that do small parts in movies that are big successes and then maybe I'll get another shot at doing a lead part in a movie, but it will it'll be a while.
Well, if things go poorly enough, will you lose your job on The Office?
Yes.
Okay.
That's not true. That was just a
thought. I've been saying this before we knew Ray was coming in, so I'm not blowing smoke up your ass, but when you watch the film, you can literally see you become a movie star while you're watching it. You're excellent at film and you carry it easily.
I'm going to make love to you at the Swingers Convention.
With enormous grace and it's with great ease, it seems like you just carry that film.
You're very sweet. No. You're very sweet. I wanted to read something to you guys. I wanted to share something.
Okay.
There's, you know, the reviews start to come
in. Pouring in.
And most of them are very good.
I know, Roger Roper, what the hell's his name?
Roger Roper.
At the movies, he liked it. Oops. He liked it a lot.
Yeah. No, and now I've lost it. Come
well,
here.
We'll take a break, and then we'll come back, and you can read some of the praise.
This is going to make you chortle. It's so good.
Good tease.
I haven't chortled in a long time.
There's going to be some.
That ain't no Edge of Sketch.
This is one doodle that can't be undid, Holmes Gillett.
Rain is on a television show called The Office, and if you don't know that show, you're a bad person.
I sat at my desk all day with a rifle that shoots potatoes at 60 pounds per square inch. If I could menstruate, I wouldn't have to deal with idiotic calendars anymore. I'd just be able to count down from my previous cycle. Whenever I'm about to do something, I think, would an idiot do that? And if they would, I do not do that thing.
Our first guest stars on the popular television program entitled The Office. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rainn Wilson.
What does the female vagina look like?
Female vagina.
Oh, I missed that show, The Office. Remember when that was on, you guys? That was so good.
The good years. Way back when, the good years.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. That jumped the shark about two seasons ago.
So bad now.
Blah, blah. So that comes back when?
September 25th.
End of September. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in episode 3 or 4 now, and it's going gangbusters. There's some great stuff. I'm so excited for people to see this season. I really am.
Can we talk about The Rocker real quick?
Nope.
Because I've had a chance to
see
it.
Yes.
And I've got a few questions. I knew we were going
to
rein in after I saw it, and I wanted to
read
my thing.
Before you do that, he's going to read from his iPhone.
Okay.
Okay.
I have my iPhone here. You know, the reviews are coming in. They're pretty good for the most part. And a lot of, like, really, like, this is a heartwarming, fun, fantastic rock and roll comedy, very sweet and blah, 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 all the things you want to hear.
Right.
And then you get reviews like this. And I've stopped reading them, by the way, but I read the first, like, flurry of reviews to kind of just see which way they were going.
Sure.
New York Magazine, check this out. This is what you have to do when you're a movie star, America. Check this out. Its appeal rests on Rainn Wilson of NBC's The Office, a large, misshapen fellow whose features swim in the middle of his big face and whose movements are the opposite of fluid.
Wow.
New York Magazine's David Edelstein, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the kind of attack you usually only get if you're running for office.
It is. It's about... I don't think there's a mention of the movie. It's just about how I look,
how
weird
you are.
I look.
Can you disagree with that honestly?
Well, yes, I will agree with misshapen.
Okay. Sure.
Misshapen. I'm large, certainly.
Okay. Yes.
The features swim in the middle... The features are in the middle
stable.
Of my face.
They're
swim?
No, they're pretty stable.
I don't think they're swimming.
They don't swim, no.
And my movements are the opposite of fluid. When I'm playing a big buffoonish heavy metal drummer, my movements are the opposite
that
of fluid.
Would be your character.
If I was playing a ballerina,
sure.
I would be as supple as the breeze.
And that's how good an actor you are. You have
that's
to hide
right.
that suppleness.
I am like a willow. I'm willowy, Lisa May.
Did not know that.
Speaking of drumming. I'm a former drummer myself. I was watching the movie, and I can tell you're the real deal. You kick ass.
Yeah, right here. Come on.
Now,
have you always been a drummer?
No, but, you know,
really good in the
thank
movie.
Thank you. I was a total band geek in high school, and I played all the geeky instruments. I was like recorder, clarinet, and then even bells, and then I ended up on bassoon.
Oh,
wow.
I was marching bells, and we had kilts at my high school. We were the Highlanders.
Yeah.
So I had a kilt and was playing the... Ding, 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 ding,
and you got
ding.
Out of high school? You made it?
Barely, my friend.
Wow.
So anyways, no, I didn't play drums, but about 3 weeks before we were going to start shooting the movie, they sent over a drum kit and a drum coach. This guy, local LA musician, Stuart Johnson, has been in a ton of bands, really cool guy. He used to be in a metal band, hair metal band, back in the day called Spanky Lee. I wonder why that didn't take off.
That's a great name.
And,
that was my porn name years ago. Spanky Lee.
Nice. Yeah. And he taught me like the basics of drumming, just, you know, basic like backbeat stuff. And then we worked on a lot of heavy metal drumming and stick twirls. I knew if I could master the stick twirl,
that's
that
all
I would
matters.
Look convincing. You know what I mean?
Right. No, but while you're playing, your fills and everything, I mean, they're right on.
Yeah,
right
yeah. On. And we worked hard, and I had a drum kit in my trailer, and so when I wasn't shooting, I was playing, and I really busted my ass trying to look like a real drummer. And it's cool, and I have the heavy metal Vesuvius flame set in my garage still. Me
Excellent.
And my son play together.
So were you playing the double bass too? Were you doing all that kind of stuff?
No, I didn't do the double bass.
Because I could hear it, but I didn't know if you were working it or not.
Yeah,
it sounds great.
But he could learn if any bands are looking for a drummer. He now
I would totally give up
knows.
My gig on The Office to join a band.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
An unsuccessful band.
Totally.
Yeah. Maybe Warren's out on tour someplace. So you can sit in.
Sweet. I'd love to play some state fairs, county fairs with Warren.
Rain, is that your real hair I see in the posters for The Rocker?
No, that's a wig.
That's
but
a
it's
wig.
Like
okay.
one of those wigs where they weave in your real hair mm-hmm. with the front of the wig.
Is it your real body that you keep showing off scene
My big
after
misshapen,
scene in the film?
My large misshapen body?
Your large
that is
misshapen
the opposite
body.
Of fluid?
That is my body.
Qualms about being naked for laughs.
I'll do it right now.
I would prefer you
funny
didn't.
Right now.
I'll do it in Las Vegas.
I would prefer you didn't.
Yeah, you can do it in Las Vegas.
No,
but you are without guile, sir.
Look, I'm a comic actor, and I'll do anything for a laugh. And if it means taking my shirt off, that's been getting plenty of laughs throughout my life.
Now, how about your pants and your underwear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't happen, though, does it?
Yeah, he becomes known as the I'll only drum naked guy.
Yeah. He becomes my character, the heavy metal drummer.
But do we see his drumstick?
Is a bum.
You will the DVD release, I think, if you can pause it.
Yes. He's kicked out of a metal band right before they become super huge, and he joins his high school nephew's rock band, and they play prom. And then when rehearsing via the internet, he rehearses naked. And he becomes an internet YouTube sensation as the naked drummer. And that's what propels the band into fame.
I like it. People start paying attention because of the YouTube hits.
Right. I like it.
And I had to film that naked, but they gave me what they call a modesty pouch. And this is a good thing to know.
What is that?
And it's a little satchel with a drawstring, and it goes over your family jewels package. Mm-hmm. And you can tighten it. You can tighten the drawstring.
Mm-hmm.
And it's similar pouch.
How's that feel?
Easy, Bean.
I'm just curious, when you tighten it, I mean, it seems like there might be some...
It feels...
not bad,
secure.
Right?
Secure.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a security blanket. It makes me feel safe.
Are you wearing one now?
I am.
Yes,
I kept
you might
it.
Be.
It's a full-time thing?
But it's very similar to the little satchel I used to carry my Dungeons & Dragons multi-sided dice in. Because they have a very particular kind of pouch with a drawstring. And
How often were you beaten in high school?
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah.
I was once hit in the stomach with a monkey wrench. By a guy. In shop. We had to take shop. And I was like, I don't want to take shop. I took metal shop.
Wow.
Because you can make fireplace tools in metal shop. And this guy came up to me and is like, he had a big monkey wrench. He went... Boom, hit me in the stomach. And I was like, oh, he's like, I'm going to kick your ass after school. And I went home sick. And
then really? Because you were scared
of school for like 3 days.
It wasn't enough that he hit you in the stomach with a wrench?
I was a large, pale, misshapen boy with my features swimming in the center of my big face.
Playing marching bells in a kilt. Playing Dungeons and Dragons.
You were screaming for abuse.
And now I'm starring in a movie. So he's probably fixing cars in North Seattle.
That's Ray,
have you ever had any attempt to, any opportunity to go back and be the big star at a high school reunion or anything? The revenge for all those people who dissed you in high school?
No. I've avoided those things. Yeah.
You're bigger than that. You're better than that.
Yeah. I don't really keep in touch with my high school friends. More my college friends and stuff, so.
Because they appreciated misshapen.
Yeah. They enjoyed my large misshapen self.
Okay. Can you stick around for one more?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. All right. The Rocker opens today, Wednesday. Today.
Today.
Today. It's so good. Go see it.
And Rainn Wilson is in the studio.
Woo!
Brand new movie comes out today called The Rocker.
Our misshapen friend, Rainn Wilson. Ralph, why did you love this movie so much? I mean, I've heard you enthusiastic about films before, but this one seems to have... Is it because you're a professional drummer yourself? Is that why?
Well, look, I love the rock and roll angle of it. I love the 80s hair bands and all that kind of stuff. But that just happens sort of in the very beginning of the film. I think a reason I liked it so much is that although it is very funny and it's got some wild sort of, outlandish comic moments in it, the whole film is sort of grounded by a really good script and story, and you care about the people... in the movie. That's what pulls you in and keeps you there through the whole film. It's not just a series of gags. There's actually a movie there. There's a script, and there's performances, and there's direction, and it's really the whole package.
Will you be my father?
That's what I enjoyed.
I don't know how you can...
And I'll tell you, as outlandish as Rain's character is, as Fish, the failed drummer who tries to recapture his missed out opportunity to be a rock star with his nephew's band, the performance is so grounded that you buy all the outlandish things that the character does. And I think that's what really makes the movie work.
You're very sweet. If I may say, the ad campaign is a little misleading.
It is,
misleading, because it has me like just getting hit in the nuts a lot and stuff like that, which definitely happens. But I agree with you. One reason I'm a big fan of the movie, besides I'm in it, is it's a very heartfelt story. It's like this coming-of-age story of this guy who's stuck in the past. And he goes on this journey with these kids, and he gets to live his dream. But more important than any of that is he kind of grows up along the way in a very realistic way. And as absurd as it gets, like you said, it is – the director is the guy who directed The Full Monty, and he's able to take kind of absurd situations and make them just very real and simple and human. So,
and I hesitate to use the words like heartwarming and touching and stuff because it makes it sound like it's one of those sappy, yeah. sentimental comedies where everyone learns an important lesson at the end or whatever. And it doesn't play like that at all. It's much more easygoing than that. It doesn't hit you over the head with some sort of message.
We have a clip of you trying to talk your other band members into possibly going against their parents' wishes.
Sweet.
And
he's the kid.
We are playing the Tiger Room in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Saturday night.
Indiana.
Oh. My mom's not going to let me go to Indiana.
No, my mom's not going to let me go.
Listen up, kiddies. You think the Beatles went to their moms and dads and went, oh, hello, mum. Hello, dad. May I please have permission to go with my mates to a little pub called Shea Stadium and rock the world for the rest of eternity? No. They were adults. You don't ask your parents for permission to rock.
That's true.
That's the truth. That's good advice.
So true.
That is true.
Throughout history.
Hey, Ray, in our remaining moments here, I have to ask, your show, The Office, is so unusual that like half a dozen of you have movies out, it seems like, at any one time. I mean, you know, obviously Steve Carell has had a bunch of movies. John Krasinski's had movies. Sure. Jenna mm-hmm. has been in movies. Yeah. Craig Robinson, I guess, is right now in the Pineapple
BJ
Express.
BJ just got cast in the new Quentin Tarantino movie.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes. Glorious yes. Bastards.
How about
that's right.
Yeah, and Ed Helms is doing a big Todd Phillips movie, and yeah.
It's unbelievable, but what's unbelievable about it is everybody, all of us, fans and Hollywood alike, are waiting for the first one to bail. But everybody keeps coming back to The Office, which must be, I think, either an ironclad contract you cannot break as much as you've tried, or you guys really love doing that show.
We absolutely love it, and it is the greatest day job in the world, and... you know, we have hiatuses. You know, Steve kind of has hiatuses built into his contract because for his movie career. Because when The Office started, 40-Year-Old Virgin had just taken off, and so it kind of works together, and it works in all of our benefit. But it's like it's really everyone you know interviews me about The Office, and they're like, "Tell us funny stories from the set," and you know. What's it like? And people don't – they want to hear like the Grey's Anatomy stories or the Desperate sure. Housewives stories and sure. stuff like that. We don't have that. We just get along. We have a great time. You know, it gets tedious sometimes, but it's an awesome job. And we're going to be there for a long time.
But Bean's right. Usually it is as soon as someone gets a movie, they use that as their opportunity to bail.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
But you guys, Carell's a dick, though, right?
Total. Yeah. Let's get into that.
Yeah, that's what I figured. You can just see it on him.
His features swim in the middle of his little misshapen face.
And that John Krasinski, he just looks to me like a guy who drowns puppies. I mean, he's just nothing but evil in that
mean,
dude, right?
Mean, mean man.
And Jenna's in your trunk, so.
Yeah, yeah. There you have
all
it.
That.
That's a reason to go see The Rocker alone, is we got to get Jenna out.
Just to rescue her.
She's going
to
drop right. a few pounds, though. It's going to be good. It's going to be great.
She doesn't need
career.
To. She's perfect the way she is.
Right for her career.
Yeah. How much will you make today? What are the early projections of what you're going to make today toward your goal of $18.7 million for the weekend to get Jenna out of the trunk?
You mean Rain personally
including
or the movie?
The hundreds.
I'm talking about The Rock.
I think the movie will do all right this weekend. I don't know about Wednesday and Thursday. We're not like, we don't have big stars in it like Pineapple Express and Thunder?
Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder.
You know, and so a lot of people were waiting, anticipating seeing those guys and rushed into the theaters on Wednesday and Thursday. I think it'll be pretty small this next couple of days.
Oh,
but hopefully
how
we'll
dare
have
you
a,
suggest that?
No, but I think we'll have a decent weekend. And
but Heath Ledger is in your movie, right?
Yes.
And makeup? Okay.
He good. Is.
Excellent.
Yes.
Let me make sure.
Yeah.
You know who is in the movie is Bradley Cooper from Alias. Plays
love
one
him.
Of his former band members.
Yeah.
And Will Arnett is hysterical in this movie. He's got a small role as one of the other members of Vesuvius, which is the band that dumped Fish early on in his career.
How is that band name not really used back in the day, by the way?
And then the new band of the kids is called ADD. How is that one not used?
That's a great question.
Or Ad, as Fish thinks. Yeah. He doesn't think it's a very good idea for a band name, quite frankly. But Jeff Garland's in it, and Jane Lynch, and Christina Applegate is amazing in the film. It's just a great cast, and everybody's terrific in it.
Fantastic.
I'm very excited.
So it opens today, everybody.
Yes.
You don't even have to wait for the weekend. Go see The Rocker or you're no friend of ours. That's
the
what
Office
I have to
cast
say.
And crew is going tonight to a
okay.
unnamed theater,
near
theater
you. So
somewhere.
You may run into
in
them.
The LA area.
Could be anywhere. All right, fantastic. Well, this looks good. Rain, you're
cool.
a favorite of ours, as you know.
Thanks.
Come back anytime.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
And we will talk to you soon. Thank you, Lisa. Just after the top of the hour here, we are going to give away some more tickets for the Kevin and Bean F Monogamy Swingers Party, which is this weekend in Las Vegas.
Yep.
So if you'd like to go, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. We'll talk to you just after the Showbiz Beat.
Speaking of which, let me read you a quick email before I get to the Showbiz News, okay? Right. This is from listener Teresa. I swear to God, this is an actual email I just received.
All right.
Hey, Ralph, I was wondering if you could help me. I want to know what I can say to my husband to try to convince him to have an open relationship. I've been trying to figure out a way to convince him, but he gets kind of upset. So can you help? Please let me know. Thanks, Teresa. No!
Can I answer that?
No, I can't help you.
Bring him to Vegas. Don't tell him until he's at our party. And then say, honey, been meaning to tell you something.
Listen, if you're at a stage where you have to try to convince someone or pressure them or cajole them into trying this, you've already lost the battle. That's not. It doesn't work that way. They have to be interested, too.
It's not for you.
And if you bring it up and he gets kind of upset at the idea, then no. There's nothing you can do. Let it go.
Don't bring him and surprise him?
No! Damn.
Sounds funnier.
How do I get my partner to do blank is never a good statement, because if you're getting somebody to do something, that's not good.
Yeah.
That'll come back and bite you in the ass. Speaking of biting people in the ass, that's what Lindsay Lohan would like to do with Michael Phelps.
What?
Lindsay Lohan, I'm sorry.
Lindsay Lohan!
Has a crush on Michael Phelps.
The swimmer?
Yes.
8 medals?
Billy Bush, you know that god-awful entertainment reporter from Access Hollywood?
Terrible. He does an excellent job.
He was interviewing Phelps' mom, doing an interview with Debbie Phelps, talking mm-hmm. about how proud she is of her son and blah, blah, blah. Apparently, he grew up with ADD.
Oh.
And she helped him focus and you know, get on with his life and capture his dreams and all that kind of good stuff. And while the interview was going on, Lindsay Lohan apparently is friends with Billy Bush. No surprise there. Because all the girls hang out together.
Sure.
And she text messaged Billy.
Okay.
And so Billy shows the text message to Phelps' mom. And the text read, Billy said, pardon my language, but, and he read her the text, tell him he's effing amazing and I want to meet him, Lindsay said about Michael.
All right.
Okay. Mama Phelps grabbed the BlackBerry and screamed, oh, Lindsay, and started hitting delete, 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 delete. So not crazy about the idea of her son hooking up with Lindsay Lohan, apparently. Like, any good mother would not be thrilled.
Exactly.
So you can tell she's quality people.
By the way, it's always funny when you grab somebody else's BlackBerry and start deleting stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
That's a good choice.
Doesn't Lindsay Lohan see what we see in Michael Phelps, that he looks just like McLovin on steroids? I mean,
just
seriously.
Look at that butt. That is a tight butt.
Yes, it is.
Not, I mean, great swimmer, not an attractive dude, right, Lisa?
No. Well, from the neck down, he's pretty hot, though, I gotta
spectacular.
Say. He is amazing.
He does have a lift.
Yeah.
Dude eats 10,000 calories a day.
Yeah.
And is skinnier than most of us.
10,000 yeah. calories.
Yeah.
I'm going on the Michael Phelps diet.
I'm already on it.
Look at him. Whatever works for him, obviously, it could work
well,
for me, right?
I think he swims about 6 hours a day.
It's all about what you eat. It's about nutrition and caloric intake. That's what they tell you. So I'm going to eat that much, and then I will look like him.
Swims for about 6 hours
la, la,
a day.
La, la, I can't hear you. La, 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 right. la. Peter Jackson said he was done with the Lord of the Rings movies.
Right.
Those were great.
Guillermo del Toro took over the directing for the new Hobbit movies. Mm-hmm. However, Peter decided after all that he's still got some ideas to offer. So he is coming back to collaborate with Guillermo del Toro on the two films.
That seems like good news, as long as they don't you know, bump heads too much.
No, apparently he's welcome. Guillermo will still be directing both the films, but Peter is going to bring some of his crew and give some ideas and sort of just help him out as much as he can while they film those two movies for the next 3 years. Movies will hit theaters in 2011. You can see the first of the Hobbit movies. They're filming two of them back to back.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work and a long time to spend in New Zealand.
I never read any of the Tolkien books, Ralph, but does The Hobbit have to be two movies? Isn't it a story that could be told in one?
Not really.
You've seen the book.
It's an epic.
Yeah.
It is an epic tale. Yeah. To do it justice, they would have to stretch it out.
Yeah.
That's what she said. And Valerie Bertinelli.
Fat.
No, she dropped a ton of weight. She went Jenny Craig.
Ex-fat.
She's back to her surfer weight, whatever that means. I just know I see her on a surfboard a lot in television. She is in talks to co-produce and star in a sitcom for TBS. You know she's getting a daytime talk show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now she's going to be doing her own sitcom on TBS.
Wow.
Okay.
Apparently the premise is she will play a single mother of two on the show, where wacky things happen with her and her daughters.
No way.
Hey, wait a minute. Is there a superintendent named Schneider who comes along to fix things? I know this show! Yeah, it sounds horrible. Hello, Mrs. Romano.
Remember that, One Day at a Time?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Schneider.
Rarely use sort Schneider.
It doesn't come up very often.
Bust out my Schneider. Today's celebrity birthdays. Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin turns 60 years old today. At what age are you too old to rock?
Not 60.
Like
apparently.
Mick Jagger.
How old is he? Jagger's in his early 60s.
Yeah.
All the Beatles are in their late 60s.
And they don't rock anymore, though.
Not really, no.
Some of those guys, like Robert Plant, they grew up admiring the old blues men, and they don't see any reason why you can't be a Muddy Waters or somebody like that, or B.B. King now, and keep going into your 80s. I mean, that's just kind of where they're at. I mean, I think guys like him and guys like Clapton, they'll just do it for as long as they can.
That's wrong. James Marsters from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, he is 46 years old today. And Monique Powell, our pal from Save Ferris, turns 33. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
How often have you asked yourself the question,
when can we get jiggy with it?
Well, the answer is this Sunday night in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace. It's the Kevin and Bean F Monogamy Swingers Party.
Someday, you gotta find another lay. And Kevin and Bean will give you that chance at the Swingers Party.
I say F Monogamy.
F it.
Have sex with anybody.
That's right.
I say F Monogamy.
Yeah.
Swingers party.
Woo! It's Kevin and Bean's F Monogamy Swingers Party.
I think if I were Pennywise, I would beat up Omar over that. I would hit him in the face.
He'll hit anybody for any reason.
We're going to take your calls right now, 1-800-520-1067. 21 and up, you can be in Las Vegas with us Sunday and Monday night. We're talking about airfare for two nights hotel at Caesar's Palace. Of course, the Kevin and Bean live broadcast Monday morning from Caesar's is going to be great. Ralph, before you came in the room, Kevin was asking if we need to reinforce the floor at the place where we're having the party for the Swingers party.
Oh, come on. I'm
just, what, do we want to collapse?
I'm just praying to God by Sunday night, Kevin will be so blind drunk that he'll have fallen down in a gutter somewhere on Fremont Street, and we just won't have to put up with them.
There's
the whole
a pretty
night.
Decent chance that'll happen.
No, that's why I'm hoping.
On one of the other singles parties that we did in Vegas, I think I was outside of a strip club throwing up, and somebody walked by and said, "Hey, Bean!" And I just waved like, "Hey!"
Thank
God they got us confused that night.
Oh, my God.
You can call now or anytime. You can email Ralph at krock.com. And that's exactly what Wendy did, who is joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock right now.
Hey, Wendy.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Would you say up, you're girlfriend? In the ugly or fat category?
Oh, Kevin, please.
Of course not. No.
Wendy sent her pictures along with her email, which is an excellent idea, by the way, because it's the only way you can get people past Kevin. And she's lovely, and she is slender, and she's got a rack, and she's got a little booty on her too, which is nice. The only thing that concerns me, Wendy, one of your photos, I see you waving a checkered flag next to like Jeff Gordon or somebody. What the hell is that all about?
I was in Vegas. I was at the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
Oh,
and you
see.
Jumped into the NASCAR exhibit there at the Wax Museum?
Of course.
Tells me all I need to know right there.
Tells me all I need to know, too. I'm not sure. I'm not sold on the NASCAR aspect of Wendy.
What part of the 909 do you and Paul live in?
I actually live in La Mirada.
Oh, not the 909 at all.
No.
But you moved
from the 909.
No.
Never been the 909.
No.
That sounds suspect. All right, what's the deal with you guys? Where are you at in your relationship that you think maybe this is the weekend to try swinging?
We've been together 2 years, and it's actually something we've been talking about a lot lately.
Okay.
And we've kind of actually looked on the net. You know, we've read about soft swap, full swap, and we're both really open, and we're really secure with each other that we agree that this is something we're ready for.
What was your impression of the looks of the people on the internet that you saw?
You know what? I haven't actually seen any people on the internet. They were mostly articles I read.
I see.
So I'm hoping they're as cute as me. So.
Well, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Good luck with that.
No matter what Kevin says.
So you want to try it. You've been talking about it. Which are you going to do the swapping, or is he, or are you both? What's the plan?
We've kind of established that we are for the girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm totally for it. As far as I really would like him to watch, and I would possibly like to watch him with the girl. So,
you know, it's sort of open. You're going to have to see it, how it pans out once you get into that situation, I guess.
Right, exactly. We're both also of the mind that once we're in the situation, it's going to be completely different from talking about it.
Absolutely
so
right.
Yes. What could happen.
And it's smart to leave yourself sort of
open. Don't back yourself into a corner with any hard and fast rules, because you don't know how you're going to feel once you get into that situation.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. All right, Wendy. Great. Glad you emailed. Thank you for calling. We'll give you all the information off air, and we'll see you Sunday night in Las Vegas, okay?
All right. Cool. Thank you, guys.
She's got a good head on her shoulders regarding the experience. A lot of couples find themselves doing more than they thought they would do when they get into that situation, and sometimes they think they're going to do everything and find themselves doing a lot less, so you never know.
It's interesting to keep in mind, by the way, that we're going to be having this party at Caesars, and everybody at the party is going to have a room, just an elevator right away. I mean, it's not going to take long once you make a decision. Oh, that's
for sure.
They can't
wait. The elevator's going to be rocking.
Hey, let's try Mike in Fullerton. He's on line four. He has had a previous effort at trying swinging that didn't work out. This might be an interesting story. Hey, Mike, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, good morning, Kevin Bean. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. What's the deal? Tell us about you and your girlfriend.
Well, basically, we've been going out for 2 years, and probably about 8 months ago, we actually, me and my buddy, talked about it. And when it came down to it, they backed out. So
you and your buddy talked about you and your buddy and his significant other?
Yeah. We were both going to do like an even swap.
Okay.
Oh, so you and your girlfriend and your buddy and his girlfriend?
Yes, yes, yes.
But they got cold feet at the last minute?
Yeah, yeah.
Did they say why?
I think she backed out and he gave me some kind of like a BS excuse.
Was it, in fact, because you are ugly?
Oh, man.
Look, that's a fair question. Maybe she was repulsed by Mike.
They wouldn't have talked about doing it, though, I don't think, if that were the case. I mean, it sounds
maybe they just didn't know what he looked like.
All right. Listen, you people.
Open to him, but backed out.
Maybe she was kind of pushed by her boyfriend a little bit.
That's possible.
That's very possible, too.
But that's what we advise, right? If the other person's not into it,
no.
Push them.
And it usually is best if the girls are the ones who sort of make the arrangements, because this way you're sure that all the parties are involved. Because guys are almost always up for pretty much anything, you know? So if the ladies are involved.
Because she was hot.
Yeah, that's why you wanted to hook it up with your buddy. That's why.
Look at him. Look how fat he is.
Yeah.
Look, we can't blame the other couple. I mean, they did the right thing. If they weren't comfortable with the thing, they should have backed out. And that's exactly the advice that we're giving the people who are coming to the party this Sunday night as well. What do you guys think about our boy Mike? He's in?
Happy with that. What does he get?
Oh, he gets another shot. What?
That's not
he's
what he said.
Line one.
We'll play the tape back better.
Is that what he's doing? All right, let's go to Kat, who works here at K-Rock. Kat, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, that's not the same.
That doesn't sound like our Kat.
No.
Kat in Lake Forest, hi.
How are you?
Good. Tell us what you're looking for.
Well, my husband and I have been always discussing this. He is, looking for a girl who wears white pants.
Yes, he is.
And you are not willing to put white pants on for your husband?
It's really rough, but I'm willing to do this for him.
But Kat, how bad can it be to wear white pants?
Well, it's not that bad.
You've never done it, have you, Kevin?
No, God, no.
Are you willing to try it?
Exit only.
Now, wait a minute, Kat. It concerns me a little bit that you're willing to do this for your husband as if you're not on board, but you're willing to make do so he can fulfill one of his fantasies.
No. I'm all on board because my birthday is on Saturday. So
well, there you go.
I'm all about it.
Okay.
I think it'd be really interesting to be a part of that, since, I think it'd be really, really cool. So we're really interested in that. And, seeing that, it might open up some doors for me to go out and buy some white pants of my own.
There you go.
Oh, might open up one of your doors, that's for sure.
All right, so your
birthday... table over on the side that sells white pants. Just so you can advertise that accurately.
Your birthday gift to yourself that is not having to flip over. I mean, that's basically what's going on here for this weekend. But then beyond that, you're open to see.
But, right, Kat, it sounds like you'd be interested in watching your husband be with another girl, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, there's always those drunken nights at the bar where we meet a girl and everyone's making out with each other. So I'm all about that.
All right.
I want to know what bars you go to, by the way. I want to get a drink there some night.
That girl's fat.
Will you please stop
it? Not at all. All right, Kat, you and your hubby will be there Sunday. We're out of time for calls right now, but we are going to continue to take a few more off the air, and of course we'll have more on the radio here tomorrow, and you can email ralph@krock.com, and you don't want to miss Monday's show. It's going to sound like a Hills recap on Monday when we start talking about all the drama that went down the night before, isn't it?
We're going to be talking about sex tapes that are circulating around and who got on video and who didn't. And
drunken exploits.
Where are Kevin's pants will be a question we'll answer on Monday.
Monday's not going to go well. I'll have to get some of those white ones from the table in the corner.
Yes, you will.
All right, thank you.
I say F monogamy. Yeah! We're going to have a swingers party.
Woo! Is that thing still happening at that place?
The Olympics are, yes, still going on.
Yes, they are.
in Beijing, I guess we're supposed to say now, in China. And it's fascinating, all the stories. Kevin, you made reference to it a few months ago. All the stories that come out of things that are happening in China that are not what we think are happening in China.
Yeah, what a surprise. I know. But first, it was remember the opening ceremonies when they said, oh, those fireworks are unbelievable. Oh, not real.
Yeah.
That's right. They were, that was just part of the TV broadcast. Just special effects. That's all that is.
Computer animation. Fantastic. Okay. And then remember the little cute girl that sang the national anthem?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Not the right girl.
Not her.
She's some other girl won a contest, sung the song, got all the way to the dress rehearsal, and then one of the guys in the government said, not attractive. Find somebody else. So they had a TV actress lip sync.
Aww.
Now we're finding out that that part of the opening ceremony, if you remember it, where they had, was it 56 different Chinese ethnic groups?
Yes.
Lots of little kids dressed up in their local outfits, representing all the ethnic groups around the country. Well, it turns out that 90% of them were not part of those ethnic groups.
Oh, really?
They were just playing those ethnic groups.
They were all from the same one, I think. I think they were all from the same ethnic group. But they said, oh, each one of these kids is from a different ethnic group. And you go, all right, that's kind of impressive.
Was it just too much trouble to bring in kids from everywhere?
I don't think the government gets along with a lot of people, and they don't want to. I mean, they want people they can control, and they just put them out there and go, this is from an ethnic group. And they go, all right, nope, not even close.
Wow. So we thought, we got to find out what's going on over there. I mean, how does this fly? So our old friend, President Hu, from China itself, is on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Mr. President.
Come on in, round eye. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing fine. What's going on with you?
Oh, it's very exciting. Olympics in Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone love it. Everyone happy. It's a big, big success for me.
Well, yeah, it is a big success for you, and I guess your people there in China are not hearing about all the deceptions that you're pulling for the rest of the world who are watching on TV.
What?
Yeah.
What deception? You talk about white devil round eye.
Well, the fireworks in the opening ceremony, that's been documented with the 29 steps, and 28 of them were computer-generated.
We never said live fireworks. They said, oh, look at pretty fireworks type visuals.
Oh, I see.
Right, but I mean, people who were watching the opening ceremonies of the Olympics, though, could reasonably expect that they were looking at something that was happening then for the ceremony.
That's on you, right?
All right, what about the little...
What? Shame on you!
What about the little kid that sang the national anthem and apparently you said not attractive enough? Let's bring in a lip syncer. What about that one?
Did you see her teeth?
Yeah, she was fine. She looked like any other little cute little 7-year-old.
Oh, she's incredible ugly.
She was cute, I thought. But...
Oh, she will never have man have sex with her.
Oh, come on.
Man. Might as well just be lesbian.
She's 7, Mr. President.
Whatever. She's so hideous. I was afraid everyone watching on television would be blinded by her ugly.
Oh, wow.
We had no choice. We did it for you. You're welcome.
Don't do that for us.
You're welcome.
Now, the latest story is that in the opening ceremony, you had a bunch of kids, I guess.
Yes, 56 children from all the different ethnic groups of China.
Right.
Yeah.
Except for all of the kids were from the majority Han Chinese race, and 55 of them were not from any of the other ones. They were all one group.
Who can tell the difference?
Well, we thought you could.
We all look alike to me.
Do you? Really?
But the point was you were supposed to represent all of China by having someone from every part of the country at the opening ceremonies, and in fact, you didn't. You misrepresented the people in the ceremony.
But it looked pretty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could have looked pretty without you saying, hey, these people are from all over China, and they're not.
But they... All right, kill the side effects. Kill side effects.
What? What are you talking about?
I have to come clean.
I thought you were at the Olympics. What's going on?
There are no Olympics.
What?
The whole thing is fake.
But I've been watching them on TV.
No, that's all CGI.
All of it?
All of it's been done at Industrial Light and Magic, George Lucas's company in the Bay Area.
Really?
The whole thing is just fake.
All of the athletes from all the countries?
Fake.
All the fans?
Michael Phelps didn't win...
Michael Phelps sleeping in my guest room right now. He didn't even get wet.
No way.
Really?
We saw him swim. We saw him win 8 gold medals.
No, you didn't. You saw it was animatronics, CGI, and stuntmen.
Really? Wow.
And frankly, I don't even speak this way.
You're the president of China.
Yes, I am. But it's ridiculous to keep up the charade any longer. I actually went to Oxford.
hell is going on here?
Well, we tried. We tried to pull it off. We just couldn't. And apparently you've caught me.
So no Olympics of any kind happened.
The egg foos on my face, I suppose.
How are you able to fool all of the thousands of journalists from around the world that are there to cover the Olympics?
We're just sneaky. We're a sneaky people.
I thought that was the Japanese.
Japanese, Chinese. They all look alike to me.
Okay.
But you can buy Beijing 09, our new video game coming out this year, and I hope you'll pick it up. It's fun to play.
What is Beijing 09?
It's a video game where Michael Phelps wins a bunch of medals and fireworks go off. And oh, it's quite exciting. It's much like you saw on television.
This is President Hu from China.
Who?
Yes.
Exactly.
I'm so confused.
What it do, nephew?
We have a line open if you still want to get in for Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew. 1-800-520-1067. Get on the air, talk about whatever you like, and we give you a prize today, a pair of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood, the entertainment capital of L.A. They survived Kevin's recent arson attempt, too, so congratulations to them for that.
How dare you suggest
just
I
say
had anything
man,
to do with that.
When the fire broke out, I thought you were the first thing I thought about.
Yeah. How dare you? I'm very, very safe with all of the fires that I set.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's begin with Eddie, who is calling from Los Angeles. Good morning, Eddie.
Hey, what it do, Kevin and Bean?
What it do?
What it do, Eddie?
Hey, so I wanted to thank you guys for the breakfast with Weezer.
Mm-hmm.
I really had Rivers as being a bit of a jerk. And after hearing him yesterday, you guys with the interview, I just, you know, he won me over, you know?
Yeah, he's a kind of a strange guy, so there are a lot of people with a lot of different opinions of him, but he was very cool yesterday and easy to get along with and answered questions.
I totally know where you're coming from, Eddie. There's no question that Rivers Cuomo from Weezer has had a reputation as being a nut job, and he's earned it. But I don't think he tries to be a jerk to people. I think he just is a little off. He's just a little different.
And I think a lot of times he's reserved and kind of closed off to people. So people assume things about him that may not necessarily be true because they don't really get a chance to hear much from
him.
That
could be. You know? And there are a lot of people. There are a lot of lead singers of bands that we play, not to mention any band Red Hot Chili Peppers. But that where the lead singer kind of tries to act like they're out there, weird, eccentric. But
I'm a ringadong, California.
But he's the real deal, this guy. I think he's brilliant, and he's also not terribly comfortable in social settings. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, he seemed really cool. So I'm glad that changed your mind.
All four guys from Weezer were terrific at that breakfast. And again, if you didn't get a chance to hear it, we can't put the songs in the podcast, but you can go to krock.com and hear the whole thing if you want to check it out. It was really a lot of fun.
All right, let's go to Sabrina, who is calling from Inglewood. Good morning, Sabrina.
Hey, what it do?
What it do?
You guys are talking about the Little Ugly from China. There's been a petition circulating to let her sing at the closing ceremony.
Oh, no kidding.
Well, that's one thing we know about China is they rule by petition.
Yeah, they bow to public pressure very often.
Well, supposedly they're taking it under consideration.
Sure.
Of course they are.
Yeah, and they're killing everybody that signed the petition.
They're going to have to dig up the kid's body first.
Yeah, no kidding. And her whole family, and her whole village. Look, there's no way that whatever they have planned for the closing ceremonies of the Olympics, which is Sunday, by the way, there's no way that wasn't rehearsed starting 6 months ago. They're not going to make any kind of switch up at this point, no matter what's going on.
And letting the kids sing would be an admission that they made the wrong choice in the first place, and China does not make wrong choices.
They have never apologized for it. They just went, unfortunate. That's
they're
how
never
it
wrong.
That's how it works.
I can understand the West would want that to happen because we care about stuff like that. You know, we didn't mention it when we were talking to President Hu a minute ago, but the other scandal that has come out is this ballerina chick that fell and is paralyzed. She was in rehearsals to do a solo spot in the opening ceremonies, and she fell and, like, broke her back or something. Mm. She'll never walk again. They didn't even – I mean, she's a huge star in China. Did not even report it. That wasn't even allowed to make the news in that country.
No,
that's how buttoned up they are.
Well, I'm sure the country will take good care of her. I'm sure the state will make sure she's given the best medical care.
Yeah, that is what they're known for. That's true. All right, let's go to David, who is calling from Chino Hills. Good morning, David.
Wow, stroke.
What it do, guys?
Kev, forgot to say D.
What it do?
What it do, David?
I want to talk about how good looking all these female women Olympic athletes
are. Nope.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
Now, wait.
Not
no
all of them.
Synchronized swimmers.
Let's not say all of them aren't.
In particular, Lolo Jones. I'm so in love.
Is she the sprinter?
Which one is she?
Yeah.
Sprinter, yes. We have a page up. If you go to krock.com, Kevin and Bean. the hottest Olympians. Yeah, and some of these chicks, they're not all necessarily from America, but wow. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Great. I love it.
The Brazilian synchronized swimming sisters.
That's ridiculous.
They're just nuts.
They love each other more than anyone I've ever seen before.
And they're coming to the swingers party Sunday.
And the, let's see, the javelin thrower from Paraguay? The hell? What the hell, I'm saying? So we have put up our favorite hot athletes, but I think it might be an exaggeration to say all of them are hot.
There are lots, though.
Yes.
They just have great bodies because they're so athletic.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't beat that.
All right, let's go to Bryce in Pomona. Good morning, Bryce.
What's up? What it do, nephew?
What it do?
I just want to say you guys are awesome. I listen to you every day. I go to Cal Poly Pomona. I drive from Riverside.
Thanks, dude. What's going on?
Is it just me and my friends, or do all of the Chinese gymnasts look like their spirits have been broken because their training is so difficult?
You mean they look dead in the eyes?
They look dead in the eyes. They have no smile until they're done with their thing, and the judges are like glaring at them to give that quick smile to the camera.
Yeah.
Did you read the interview they did with that girl they accused of being underage?
No, I didn't.
Oh, at the medal,
the tiny one at the medal ceremony,
the 8-year old.
They said, you know, they said she was 16, but there was some evidence of the fact that she may be 13.
Yeah.
But they buried that evidence. Anyway, they were interviewing her at the medal ceremony, and they said, "Were your parents here to see you compete to win your medal?" And she said, "I don't know." And she said, "When is the last time you've seen your family?" She said, "It was over a year ago when I first went into the training center for the gymnasts."
Wow.
"Will you take a vacation after the ceremony?" She goes, "I have no idea." "When was the last vacation you had?" "It was well over a year ago when I first started training for hardcore training for these Olympics."
Wow.
She hasn't even seen her family in over a year. Had no idea if they were attending the ceremony.
Do you think
not.
The government had her family at knife point in case she fell?
Like she didn't win
terrific
the award?
Pressure? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. How are they doing?
Silver, we just beat them up. If bronze, we cut their throats. That's what she told her. Yeah.
China is doing very well.
They are.
And even in gymnastics, they're doing very well. But it's so weird. We can't really get our heads around what it's like to live in a place like China. And some of these families, Ralph, I mean, we think that the families would be outraged that their kids are taken away from them and held these, you know, held hostage, basically, to perform like
the training
like little
monkeys. Gulags.
But they, for some reason, they're so brainwashed over there that they look at it as we're, you know, it's an
honor
to be
representing
the
country.
It's the
glory for the motherland.
Yep.
That's what it's about. The glory for the motherland.
Yeah.
And they give their kids away at like 2 or something to start training. I mean, it's just the craziest damn thing you ever seen.
Well, at least they're allowed to have a lot of kids. So if they give up one, it's no big deal, right?
I don't think they're allowed to have a lot of kids.
All right, I want to thank all of our very special guests on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, including actor Jason Statham. His new film is called Death Race. Opens up everywhere on Friday. Looks like it's going to be awesome.
That's
and
right,
thanks to actor Rainn Wilson for joining us. His movie is out today, and it is called The Rocker.
I'm about to get a copy of that.
Well, you don't, can't get it on DVD yet, but you can't go see it in theaters. And it's always great to catch up with Rain. We got a huge show tomorrow, am I right?
Yeah, we
huge.
Have. We're going to tell you about a movie that's coming out about the germs, and Shane West is the star of it. He's going to be in studio tomorrow.
All right.
It's called What We Do Is Secret.
Germs.
Rodney is in it, actually. They have an actor playing Rodney, and the germs come in and pretty much abuse him in the interview.
Gotta check that out.
And he has no idea what's going on, poor Rodney.
Brad Pitt.
I felt bad for Rodney.
Brad Pitt plays me, I've heard.
No, it's not Brad Pitt.
Rodney, why didn't you play yourself in the movie? It seems like you're still alive and look exactly the same as you did 40 years ago.
I was busy. They had sale at Cantor's.
Sale on food?
Special. The new special in Cantor's.
Also tomorrow, I don't know if you've heard of this cheerleading group in Houston they had to...
New pickle plate.
they had to disband because of the intense hazing.
Whoa, really?
So we're going to take hazing stories tomorrow morning.
I like to haze some cheerleaders.
The author of a book...
I'm about to get a copy of that.
How to Go to College for Almost Free.
How about that?
It's pretty fascinating.
Sounds effing shaky.
It's pretty fascinating.
By the way.
Something Let's Go.
That's right. I can get you to college for free. They're giving away free money. All you have to do is ask. Read my book. I've got giant question marks on my suit.
Apparently, there are hundreds of scholarships out there that are available. You just have to know about them so that you can apply for them.
You know how many people go to college every year? And how many people are looking for money to go to college? And all of a sudden, this guy's found the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow?
Who hurt you?
BS, man.
Also, tomorrow, we are going to give away more tickets for the Kevin and Bean Swingers Party, which is this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So you can call in then, and we have Kathy Griffin in the studio tomorrow morning.
Rodney, you want to join us in Las Vegas at the Swingers Party? I think you'd be a big hit with the ladies.
All right. I like women of age.
Yes.
Okay. Only if they're 18 or older.
Of course. Well, of course. Obviously. We've never insinuated anything other, right?
I'll go as far as 21 or older.
That's probably safe. That's good.
Sure.
Even that's a little young for me.
Yeah, I know.
Kat Corbin is coming up next.
30s.
Okay.
She's 40s got would be okay.
40 minutes nonstop. Correct. Cold War Kids is part of that.
Older
also,
Nirvana, women.
MIA, Disturbed, Green Day, so much more. Coming up right after this on K-Rock.